Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
An accident that wasn't your fault? Call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen and Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX Phoenix, 1190 KNUV Tolleson Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Here we go again. It's been another rough and tumble day of trading on Wall Street.
Stock traders emerged from the rubble of Wednesday's 733-point collapse to find banks and financial companies reporting gloomy third-quarter earnings as the economy moves into recession. The profits news was tempered by the monthly reports on consumer prices, which were flat where Wall Street expected an increase, and first-time unemployment claims, which actually showed a decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average bounced into both positive and negative territory in morning trading as economists compared forecasts on how bad unemployment is going to get. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
So where are those stock market figures now? The Dow is now down by 153 points. It has been off as much as 275 points so far today. Treasury Secretary Paulson says he's sorry for the mistakes that were made that led up to the biggest financial crisis in 70 years. But in a TV interview, he also said he believes the administration is on the right path to end the crisis. That view is not shared by this British trader.
It was the abrogation of responsibility in the United States and the United Kingdom to actually investigate how dire the problem was after Bear Stearns that's got us into this mess.
There may be a bright spot. Oil prices today have dropped below $70 a barrel. A big jump in Social Security benefits for next year. People getting that money will see their benefits go up by 5.8%. That's the largest amount in more than a quarter century. Hurricane Omar now has top winds of 125 miles an hour. Overnight, it passed between St. Martin and the Virgin Islands. Emergency officials say that there has been some flooding and some minor mudslides, but there have been no reports of deaths or major damage. In Southern California, thousands of residents are back in their homes for the first time since three major wildfires forced evacuations. Dozens of homes were destroyed in those fires. One of the larger fires may have been caused by a downed power line. This is AP Radio News. The presidential candidates are back out on the campaign trail now that they've wrapped up their final debate, and the economy is again the key issue for John McCain.
The race was pretty much dead even until the financial collapse.
But then McCain's campaign started sinking, says the Cato Institute's Mike Tanner, having trouble even in some states that have been reliably Republican.
He's not running as well as Republicans traditionally run. He's got to gin up that base. I think you're going to see him go very negative in those areas. You're going to see Sarah Palin, who's very popular with the base, campaigning in those areas. And then John McCain has got to go beyond that one step and start laying out a positive economic message that he has a lot of trouble doing right now.
Rita Foley, Washington.
Getting the lead out of the air, that is. The EPA is setting some new health standards to cut the amount of the toxic metal in the air by 90%. The action on lead in the air is the first update in 30 years. And the last known living survivor of the Titanic needs some cash, and she's auctioning off some of her memorabilia. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by Rubio's. Lobster is back at Rubio's. You pleaded for Langostino, lobster burritos and tacos, and Rubio's heard you. But hurry, lobster is only back for a short time and only at Rubio's.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care.
Tea drinkers, coffee drinkers, wine drinkers, smokers, remove those stains from your teeth and brighten your smile with Whitening for Life for only $99. That's right, for a limited time, Central Dental Care is offering $99 Whitening for Life. Randy, please tell the listeners what to do.
Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy.
Did you know that state legislators in Arizona have only one constitutional duty, and that's to vote on a balanced budget? The incumbent senator from District 6 didn't even vote. Isn't it time District 6 has a senator who actually bothered to vote on the budget? Isn't it time District 6 has a senator who really represents the residents? Jim Larson has been endorsed by the AEA, the Arizona Association of Retired Americans, the National Association of Social Workers, and the AFL-CIO. District 6 needs a senator who represented our values and not those of partisan special interest groups. Isn't it time District 6 has a senator who is accountable to the people? Jim Larson is that senator. Unlike his opponent, who was ranked among the least effective legislators by the Arizona Republic, Jim Larson is an effective leader. 23 years with an international company has taught Jim to build consensus and get things done. We need a senator who respects the office and upholds your values. Vote for Jim Larson, Arizona Senate District 6. Jim Larson, District 6, putting people and prosperity first. JimLarson2008.com.
Paid for by Jim Larson for State Senate.
The Mike Malloy Show.
This is the agenda I have set before my fellow prisoners, and the same standards of clarity and candor must now be applied to my opponent.
Yeah!
You know, we've all heard what he said.
Yeah.
But it's less clear what he has done or what he will do.
Yeah!
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KVHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the morning to you, or afternoon if you're on the East Coast. Noon 06 in New York City, 9:06 in Los Angeles, and Tom Hartman here with you, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. You know, we really have to hold these ideals high. We really have to hold these ideals high and not get distracted by all the craziness. And the craziness was on display last night. Once again, I guess my instincts as a talk show host are outdoing my instincts, my political instincts, which is, frankly, I think rare. Louise and I were sitting watching the debate last night, as I'm sure many of you were, or listening to it or whatever. And right out of the box, John McCain comes out with his Joe the Plumber. And I'm like, oh, man, this is, you know, here's Sarah Palin's always talking about Joe Sixpack, and he's got Joe the Plumber. And there was this guy. You can find it. You can see it on YouTube. It's about a five-minute conversation, so I'm not going to play the whole thing on the air. But there was this guy who confronted Barack Obama at one of the campaign rallies just a couple days ago and said that he was about to buy a plumbing business that made more than $250,000, and why was Barack Obama going to raise his taxes? And Obama made some very, very good points in response to him. He said, first of all, if you're able to buy a business that's showing a profit of more than $250,000, now this was all on the assumption, and it never got said out loud, that this was a subchapter S corporation, meaning that the corporate profit was showing up on Joe's personal income taxes. And so it would be taxed as personal income. Because if that $250,000 year profit was corporate income tax profit, then, you know, it's a whole different ballgame and a whole different conversation. But nonetheless, so the assumption was that He was running the business through his own personal taxes. And he was going to buy this business that makes more than $270,000 or $280,000. And Obama first says, you know, well, number one, if you have $250,000 or you've got enough money to buy a business that's spinning off a $250,000 profit, and frankly, if you've got a business that is showing a profit, a net profit at the end of the day of $250,000 at the end of every year, typically businesses are purchased as are priced as multiples of that. Now, it depends on the industry and it depends on a lot of other variables, but a business like that might sell for, you know, a couple million dollars. If it's, you know, I mean, you pay maybe $5 million for a business that every single year is going to spin off $250,000 in profit. It's called return on investment. So Obama didn't go through all that, but his point was, if you got enough money in your pocket to buy a business that's making $250,000, you've done pretty well through your life. And there've been a lot. And if you're a plumber, he says, how long have you been a plumber? And the guy says, 15 years. He says, you've been a plumber for 15 years. You've been making less than $250,000 in all probability, and you've been able to save it, and good on you, so you can buy this business. But, you know, think of those years, all those years you wanted to save that money. I'm going to give you a tax cut, or I'm going to give a tax cut to all those people who are making less than $250,000 a year. And by the way, if you're buying a business that spins off more than $250,000 a year, although I'm raising taxes on people making more than $250,000 a year, if that money is coming from the income of a business, I'm not going to raise your taxes either, Joe. And Barack Obama pointed all that out. But this Joe Wurzelbacher, it's amazing to watch the blogosphere on this thing. Over at Daily Kos, over at BuzzFlash.com, over at Democratic Underground. I've gotten emails from people. There's apparently a Joe Wurzelbacher. Now, most of this is unconfirmed, but I'm looking particularly over at the Kos Post and the Daily Underground Post of all the listings, and there's a bunch of Wurzelbachers there in Ohio. One of them, Robert, was convicted along with Charles Keating. Remember the Keating Five? Of fraud. So, I mean, it's okay. Here we got a guy from the Keating Five who's related to Robert Wurzelbacher of the Keating Five. And then it gets even weirder. Steve Young on politics, a conservative website. He's saying this was a terrible mistake. Why? Joe the Plumber, a.k.a. Joe Wurzelbacher, the Toledo plumber who became the hot topic, blah, 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 blah. May not be a plumber, may not be planning to buy a plumbing business. He isn't in the Toledo Yellow Pages. He isn't registered to vote. And it's more likely that his existence as a plumber buying a $250,000 business is as sincere as Sarah Palin asking Joe Biden if she can call him Joe. And in fact, you know, the guy's all over the media this morning saying things like he hates Social Security. No, seriously. I'm not making this up. Joe is suddenly a star, right? So here's a couple of quotes from Joe. Talking with the press this morning. Quote, Social Security is a joke. I have parents. I don't need another set of parents called the government. Let me take my money and invest it how I please. Social Security, I've never believed in, don't like it, hate that it's forced on me. Okay. What do you think about Iraq, Joe? I'm not sorry that we're in Iraq. We've liberated another country. I mean, you know, freedom. I don't know if you guys are Christians or not, but it's like someone coming to Jesus and becoming saved. These guys have freedom. Has it kept us safe? Absolutely, I believe in that 100%. Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, as I was watching the screen, watching the TV, the first little bit, I turned to Louise and I said, you know, John McCain is kicking this thing out of the park or knocking it out of the park. He's you know, he's got this great story of this plumber and all. And Barack Obama's answer to it, you know, and I was yelling at Barack, I'd say, Barack, tell him if the guy's making $250,000 a year, he's not a plumber. That's not, you know, very, I mean, occasionally there's probably a rare plumber who's making that kind of money, but by and large, he's certainly not a union plumber. Most plumbers are, you know, they got a good salary, but they're not making $250,000 a year. If he's making $250,000 a year, or he's thinking of buying a company that makes $250,000 a year, he's a venture capitalist. But Obama didn't do that. And apparently that was a good thing. Once, you'll recall the last debate, I was like, Barack, why didn't you kick his ass? It would have been so easy. But apparently, judging from the response of everybody to this thing, things really have changed. And I was reacting to it like a talk show host. I was, you know, you got to win, or you got to have the zinger, or you've got, I mean, it's not that I always win every debate on my own show, and not that I try to humiliate my guests, because I don't win every debate, and I try never to humiliate my guests. But, you know, I know about debating. I mean, I did debate in high school. I do debate on the radio every day. And it just seemed to me like John McCain came in really well prepped, and Barack Obama, at the very least, should have known, particularly after that setup, and particularly after ABC News played that little clip, and you can, as I said, you can see it on YouTube and whatnot, that the McCain camp probably would have grabbed that. He should have had something to say about Joe. So I would fault his debate prep team for that. But nonetheless, his response was, you know, throughout the debate, he was calm, he was even-handed, he was solid. I think John McCain, on the one hand, did himself well by greeting Barack Obama when he came in, looking him in the eye, shaking hands with two hands, you know, putting a hand on his arm, saying it's great to see you again. On the other hand, so he comported himself like a gentleman in that regard, and he wasn't dismissive, and he didn't refuse to look at him and all the stuff from the previous two debates. Didn't call him that one. But on the other hand, by doing so, the subtle message that's going out to all of his rabid, you know, the frothing right, this frothing minority that the Republicans managed to take with Nixon's Southern strategy away from the Democrats, frankly, of the racist vote in this country, and the xenophobe and the low information voters. What he was saying to all those people is that his message that Barack Obama is such a scary guy that if you see him, you should perform a citizen's arrest must be a message that is based in nonsense. So he blew up his own campaign strategy in some ways. But in any case, the bottom line, I was frankly impressed that afterwards, after the debate, the focus groups, including the focus groups on Fox News, all of them, right across the board, they were all saying, hey, they really liked what Barack Obama had to say. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, Joe Wurzelbacher is related to a Keating Five, or whether he's been arrested for domestic violence, or any of the other stuff that's flying around out there. I mean, the bottom line is, Barack Obama comported himself well. He behaved presidential. He behaved like a guy, the guy that you want taking the 3 a.m. call. I just, you know, I think about the Cuban Missile Crisis, which happened when I was a child and scared the hell out of all of us because we thought the world was going to end. And that's a, you know, a scary thing for a 10-year-old. And I just can't imagine John McCain.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
What are the solutions to economic crisis, global warming, world hunger, war, violence, disease, energy problems, resource depletion, environmental devastation, animal suffering? The answers are on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on 1480 KPHX. Is this the most important program on radio ever? Is kindness to animals, like not eating them, the key to solving all our problems? Listen to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Saturdays 3 p.m. on 1480 KPHX.
paychecks. For archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, visit GoVeganRadio.com, where you can buy the bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals, Go Vegan Radio on 1480 KPHX, brought to you in part by Primal Strips and Primal Sticks, Meatless Jerky, winner of the PETA Prague Award for Best Vegan Snack, Delicious, Vegan, Kosher, No GMOs. Don't have a cow, have Primal Strip and Primal Sticks. PrimalSpiritFoods.com, available at natural food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Jeremy Schachter, co-owner of 76 Mortgage. Recently, 1480 listeners have called to ask how the federal bailout could affect the mortgage industry. Here are the facts. 76 Mortgage is still issuing approvals and closing loans for purchases and refinances at exceptionally low interest rates. It's time to check into your mortgage options before stricter guidelines are implemented. Many of our lenders are still offering fantastic programs, and some are even being offered at historically low rates. If you're holding off on refinancing out of your arm, consider this. If your property value is still declining, it may be too late to refinance. Looking to purchase? Many lenders are still offering low-down programs and excellent rates for first-time homebuyers, but stricter guidelines are on the horizon. Today's programs will not likely be available tomorrow. I'd like to reassure the 1480 KPHX family that 76 Mortgage is here to answer all of your mortgage questions and address any concerns about residential lending needs.
MB number 0907413.
Call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for the ride. I'm sorry. My car just didn't want to start this morning.
No problem. But isn't this the third time this month that your car didn't want to do something?
Yeah, I'd like to push it down South Mountain and wave goodbye.
So why don't you get a new one?
Well, I got a little behind on some of my bills, and I'm sure my credit rating's shot now.
Wait, that was 6 months ago. You're all caught up now, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but doesn't it take like 7 years for all that stuff to go away, and I don't even know where to go?
Here, take this pen and write this down. Consolidated Auto Sales at 258-6071. Do you remember when Jane had all that financial trouble last year?
Yeah.
She called Consolidated Auto, and they had her set up in no time.
All right, let me read this back to you. Consolidated Auto Sales at 602-258-6071. Great. Thanks for the number.
Stop in today at Consolidated Auto Sales, 16th Street in Van Buren, right on the corner. They can finance you right on the spot. If you've got a job, you got credit at Consolidated Auto.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour on your radio support group for We the People of the United States of America. Well, planet Earth. In fact, we all life of planet Earth. We're all in this thing together. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. A fascinating debate last night. It was fascinating in that some real issues were discussed. Bob Schieffer, although it seemed like he gave the last shot, the parting shot, in all but one case to John McCain. Of course, he's old golfing buddies with John McCain, if my information is correct. Just like Tom Brokaw is, you know, socially knows John McCain and doesn't know Barack Obama. But nonetheless, I thought the format was much better. You know, the whole 9 minutes, draw it out. You can ask each other questions. It provided an opportunity for more than just dueling sound bites. And I thought that was a healthy thing. That was a very healthy thing. Rob in Seattle. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm Rob, the electrician out here with the IBW local out here in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
I make comparable wages to plumbers. You know, a lot of my friends in the trade are plumbers, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, one of my brothers for years was, in fact, he was the shop steward or IBAW in Lansing in Michigan.
All right. Well, you know, if you don't take any time off all year, you work about 2,000 hours if you don't take any time off.
Right.
So you do the math. Under Barack's proposal, a guy working as a plumber, if he's taking it in gross wages, would have to be making $125 an hour. Now, this guy wanted to buy a company and was concerned about it. Any of us in the trade, I'm a commercial electrician, any company, a contractor, would jump through hoops and be happier than all get out to show a 10% profit off of their gross proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of money that he would have to take home either way to show and be subject to an increase in taxes, on the face of it, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Presenting him as being a person who would be negatively impacted by Barack Obama's policy, you know.
Yeah.
And I just saw right through it. And, you know, people would like to look at us, those of us blue-collar guys. I'm one of the guys that supposedly Barack had a hard time connecting with, 51-year-old white guy, electrician.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've been on board with him right from the beginning because of the integrity of his campaign.
Well, maybe this has more to do with Joe's pedigree, and there's a lot of people looking into this. This is from the New York Times, and this is from the New York Times from a number of years ago. This is from their archives, and I don't have the date on this. I'm sorry, but this is from the era of the Keating Five. A son-in-law of Charles H. Keating Jr. pleaded guilty today to three federal fraud counts in connection with the collapse of the Lincoln Savings and Loan Association, and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. The guilty plea was the sixth from executives and business associates of Lincoln and its parent company. Mr. Keating and his son, Charles Keating III, still face an array of fraud and racketeering charges, blah, blah, blah. Their trial is scheduled, blah, blah. The guilty plea today was from Robert M. Wurzelbacher, Jr., who had been a senior vice president of Lincoln's parent company, the American Continental Corporation of Phoenix, and a chief executive of an investment firm owned by Lincoln Savings. Mr. Wurzelbacher, who is 38 years old, so he would now be in his 50s, is married to the former Elizabeth Keating, one of Mr. Keating's daughters. And so people are trying to figure out, is this guy Joe's uncle? Is he his dad? Is he, you know, is he unrelated? Because apparently he's from the same area of Ohio that Joe lives in. And in fact, Joe... This is where it gets very strange. Again, not hardcore proof. This was posted over at Daily Kos. In 2000, the actual Joe the Plumber, this guy, sold a commercial property for $402,000 at 819 Montclair Boulevard in Miami Township, Ohio. And it was located in Milford, Ohio, which is the home of Robert Wurzelbacher. Robert Wurzelbacher, the guy that... was convicted with Keating. So, you know, who knows? But the bottom line is, I think, you know, we need to... I'm going to stop ranting about Joe because I think that he's a distraction. The bottom line is, you're absolutely right, Rob, that if this guy's making $250,000 a year, he's not a plumber.
Well, he absolutely is a distraction. That's the thing, yeah. Is going into this election, McCain made a reference to it yesterday, and I heard another reference that he made that is very telling. He referred to the danger or the concern that the right wing base is starting to ring the bell about, that if the Congress stays in the hands of the Democrats, you're going to have a Democrat president and a Democrat Congress. Their game plan is to go after the Congress. They're looking to use Tom DeLay's roadmap for redistricting, and that's where we really need to keep our eye on the ball. They're going to try and get the Congress and confound any plan that Barack might have.
Yeah, and once again, it's the whole gerrymandering thing. It's what Dina Rossi is up to up in Washington, bringing in mind-boggling amounts of money in to take on Christine Gregoire, who's been absolutely wonderful governor for the state of Washington.
And it's all coming from the Republican governor's association.
Yeah, it's all coming from the hard right is the bottom line, Rob. Thank you very much for the call. These absolute over-the-edge right-wing wackos and the agenda that they have for America, which is privatize the whole damn country and let the rich run it. Let's have our kings back. That's the conservative mantra. 27 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2276.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
There used to be only two ways to meet in business, over the phone or in person. Now there's a better way. Use GoToMeeting to meet online. With GoToMeeting, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. You get the best of both worlds. It's like meeting in person, but without wasting time and money traveling. And your conference calls will be more effective. Use GoToMeeting to present a PowerPoint or spreadsheet presentation during a call. You don't need to send the file in advance and tell them what page to look at. Train customers located anywhere in the world. Demonstrate a product by showing them how it works. Collaborate with colleagues in real time. I've used GoToMeeting with some of my radio stations. It works great. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. There's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use the promo code Tom. You get the best of both worlds. It's like meeting in person, but without wasting time and money traveling. That's GoToMeeting.com, the orange Try It Free button, promo code T-H-O-M.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
The change you've been looking for. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, 1190 KNUV.
Things are going to get rougher before they get better. I'm Rita Foley. That from Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, who says the Bush administration is on the right path now to end the financial crisis. He says failures in market discipline and regulation led to the meltdown. Now to the presidential candidates. Instant polls say Barack Obama won last night's final debate. This morning, this Illinois man isn't convinced.
I think that Barack Obama is more of an image than he is a legitimate presidential candidate.
In Wisconsin, this Obama supporter says,
I think McCain is a doddering old man who doesn't know much.
The government setting a new health standard for lead this morning to cut the amount of it in the air by 90%. Motor Trend's SUV of the year, the Subaru Forester. And the last living survivor of the Titanic disaster is selling her rescue mementos to pay her nursing home costs. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. There's a lot of very powerful people who hope you don't listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Come into Copper Star Coffee for First Friday. You know Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they're now on the First Friday Art Walk each month? Enjoy a tasty pastry and a hot or cold cup of joe while checking out new art from local independent artists. Support downtown nightlife and the art of coffee. The first Friday of each month at Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
This Sunday on About Face, we'll catch up on current events, stories about veterans issues, and stories about the wars and the possibility of peace. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
May Vladimir Putin and his dreams of a new Cold War Muqtada al-Sadir and his dreams of a future Iraqi civil war. Meet Chinese President Hu Jintao and his dreams of economic war. Meet Sarah Palin.
I was just your average hockey mom in Alaska.
Phoenix, we have a problem. Talk, learn, listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Mr. President, do you ever feel alone? Surrounded by all those ghosts in the White House, bet you wish you could move back home. But we ain't just Democrats, we ain't just Republicans. It's all for one, one for all. We're all Americans, and we pray that we see our children's children and our sons grow to old men.
About the seventh generation from now, like the Iroquois did. What a fine idea. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Viagra for your brain. Well, a U.S. judge, this from BBC News, a U.S. judge has thrown out a case against God, ruling that because the defendant has no address, legal papers cannot be served. The suit was launched by Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers, who said he might appeal against the ruling. He sought the permanent injunction to prevent the death, destruction, and terrorization caused by God. Mr. Chambers sued God last year. He said God had threatened him and the people in Nebraska and had inflicted, quote, widespread death, destruction, and terrorization of millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants. The court, which said that, you know, he couldn't sue him because they didn't have an address, he says, the court, Mr. Chambers says, has already acknowledged the existence of God, and as a consequence of that acknowledgement is a recognition of God's omniscience. Since God knows everything, says Mr. Chambers, Senator Chambers, God has notice of this lawsuit. Yeah. It gets pretty strange out there on some days, doesn't it? It was pretty strange last night. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Bob in Virginia. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hi, Tom?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay, I wasn't sure I was the one. How wonderful to speak with you finally. My wife and I wouldn't miss you for the world, and thanks for taking my call and for doing what you do.
You're welcome, thank you.
We moved down here to Virginia about 2.5 years ago and enduring kind of a political culture shock after spending 4 years in the Mad River Valley in Warren, Vermont, right near the Roxbury Mountain Road, which I'm sure you're familiar
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I used to live just down the road from there in Northfield.
12A, I think, up toward Northfield. But
yep.
Anyway, I'm familiar with your old bosses down at WEDEV, the Ken and Buster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ken Squires.
Anyway, I do miss music to go the dump by. But enough of that. The reason I'm calling, Tuesday night on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Ari Fleischer was on, and he made a statement, and I figured you had a wide enough audience to straighten this out, but he said it wasn't, he didn't think it was fair that 45% of the people under Barack's tax plan wouldn't pay any taxes at all. And the only thing is, under $250,000, you're not going to get an increase. You're still going to pay taxes.
Yeah.
I think the only people that don't pay taxes in this country are some of the large corporations.
And children.
Yeah.
And maybe 45% of the U.S. population is, you know, under 10 years old or something.
Whatever. But it's just too bad that these people just can't get their facts straight. And I've come to kind of a quick conclusion on the conservatives. It's a little test to know whether they're lying or not.
Are their lips moving?
If their lips are moving, you can be pretty sure of that.
There you go.
But anyway, we have to stream you here. There's no place in Lissarup.
We're working on it. We're working on it all over the country.
Well, you come in good on the old computer, so
okay,
not
great.
A problem. We wouldn't miss you for the world.
Thank you, Bob. And thanks a lot for the call. I got to move along here. We got a whole pile of folks who want to get in. Jim in Los Angeles. Hey, Jim.
Tom, it's a tremendous privilege to speak with you. And I just, you know, you've got so many talents, but I really admire your economic sense. And you were the one that really awakened me to when the middle class started being destroyed during the Reagan administration. And, boy, that sure hits it on the head. What I wanted to ask you was this. I watched a debate last night, and I think it was the best of the three, if there is a best. But I'm definitely for Obama. And
at least John McCain wasn't wandering around going, Puddles? Puddles? Where's my little dog, Puddles?
Yeah, that split screen really showed the difference between the two of them, at least physically. But I wanted to ask you, with hopefully soon to be President Obama, can he implement his domestic financial program if we get a Democratic Congress in there? And what would happen if we don't?
Yeah. Well, there almost certainly will be a Democratic Congress, barring just absolutely massive, widespread, mind-boggling vote fraud.
Right.
And in all probability, there'll be a Republican or a Democratic president. Although in Ohio, for example, where 800,000 people or 666,000 new people have been registered to vote, 666. What a weird number for. In any case, the Republicans are challenging 200,000 of those because, for example, on my driver's license it says my name is Thomas Carl Hartman. On my voter registration, it says my name is Thomas C. Hartman. So if I lived in Ohio, I would not be able to vote.
Oh,
the Republicans wouldn't want me to vote. So that kind of challenges, those are going on all over the country. So we'll see. In answer to your question, Jim, about whether or not he'd have enough money, yeah, he will. And a couple of simple, fairly straightforward things. Number one, there are a lot of taxes that actually should be raised. We should be raising the top marginal tax rate on people making over $3 million a year. Obama hasn't even talked about this, but we really need to roll back the Reagan tax. Forget about rolling back the Bush tax cuts, which is what Obama's talking about, taking the top rate from 33 to 36%. We need to roll back the Reagan tax cuts and take the top rate from 33% back up to 71%, where it was when Reagan came into office. That top tax rate, between 70 and 90%, helped build the middle class of this country and prevented the Charles Keatings of the world and the Ken Lays of the world from even appearing on the national stage from 1935 to 1982. It just prevented it from happening. And you know, $3.2 million a year, up to that point, you pay, you know, income taxes in the 30s and 40s. You make over $3.2 million a year, you pay 71% income tax on it. What that did is it balanced, it prevented the emergence of a landed gentry in this country. And that's what we need to do. We need to roll back the Reagan tax cuts. And hopefully we can start putting enough pressure on Barack Obama to say, okay, it's time to say the Reagan Revolution is dead. So, you know, instead of this kind of nonsense,
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
We can be saying Reagan is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well. Jason in Georgia. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing? I was wondering whether or not anybody else actually heard the anger leaking out of McCain during the debate last night. He was hissing. It sounded like he was so angry.
Yeah, there were a few times. It was like in the first debate. You know, he muttered an expletive twice that had the S word in it, and started out with horse. And you know, it was on mic. I mean, you can hear it. And
yeah, I mean, it was just so obvious. He was on the verge of just. Of just losing it. I don't know if I'd want somebody like that. Actually, I know I wouldn't want somebody like that controlling, you know, nuclear weapons or anything like that.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. I mean, if we had another Cuban Missile Crisis and the way things are going, particularly if Bush keeps ginning this stuff up, the Republicans keep ginning stuff up, you know, to try and get McCain elected, we may well end up in another Cold War with Russia, God forbid.
Yeah, no joke. I can think of.
Yeah, absolutely, and totally agree with you, Jason. Well said. You think back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, as I said before the last break, that is not a time that you want President McCain. That would be one scary thing. Or President Palin. Marilyn and
Willacka.
Willacka, thank you very much.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much. I love your show. I agree we should put Joe the Plumber aside, but my observation is most people who go into a new business are told by their accountant, you're probably not going to make money the first 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And if this guy thinks he's going to unlock his door and do this, his advisors must be the same ones as Wall Street has, and we know how ethical they are.
Or he's buying a business that is already generating $250,000 a year profit, an ongoing and existing business. And if you're buying a business that is showing $250,000 profit, you're buying that business for several multiple millions of dollars.
And you could afford anything that goes with it.
There you go. A 3% right. increase in your income taxes right. that's going to raise his taxes by as much as $900 a year. I think Joe will survive that.
Right. And let's assume he's legit.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a stretch. Marilyn, well said. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Anthony in Anaheim, California. Hey there, Anthony.
Hey, Tom. It's great to speak with you again. I just had a couple points. I just wanted to lead off by saying that I saw somewhere this morning that Politico said that Joe the Plumber wasn't even registered. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I've seen that on three different websites now, that there is no such person registered to vote, although he does actually live in that state and that county.
That's funny.
Yeah, and what his relationship is to the Keating 5 guy, people are trying to figure out, and whether he's the same Joe who was three times dragged into court for domestic violence cases from 1998 to 2003. Unfortunately, this guy is going to become the center of attention. I think, frankly, the center of attention should be the fact that the middle class is in the tank. It's in the tank, and well said, Anthony.
Right,
thank you very much. It's in the tank because of right wing conservative policies. I mean, this is just very simple. We've got in the United States, we have the middle class being dismantled, dismembered, torn apart economically. Why? Because back in the 60s, conservatives were looking at the hippies and the civil rights movement and the women's movement and the gay rights movement, all of which were emerging in the 60s, and they said, this is social chaos. This is what happens when you have 30 straight years of solid economic growth for the middle class, and the rich can't get mind-bogglingly rich, and the middle class actually can have enough money that they can retire, they have a pension, they can put their kids through college. We can't have a strong and stable middle class in the United States, because what comes out of it is protests. What comes out of it is riots. What comes out of it is hippies. What comes out of it is kids who go off to school and then protest what their government is doing. We've got to destroy the middle class. And they were not embarrassed about saying that, by the way. Alan Greenspan in 1998 to the Wall Street Journal. His job, maintain worker insecurity.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at HartmanRadio.com.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy, weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support health. Healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission. commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind?
Two Men and a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers?
The following are five reasons to use Two Men and a Truck for your next move.
One, no need to worry. Two Men and a Truck has full liability coverage.
Two, we offer flat hourly rates.
Three, your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved.
Four, we guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will.
Five, we will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States.
Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless.
Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. I free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Super Beans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Today, 5 days a week, Tom Hartman with you, 866-303-2270, and every single line is filled. Now, I see that there's a couple of conservatives on here. One, Mad Wolf in Tennessee, you say I sound like a communist?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, bro.
Do you know what communists want? I mean, we had the chairman of the Communist Party of the United States on this show. I think they have about 300 members now, and they're crazy. They want the government to own every business in the country.
Support everybody.
Yeah.
Just like Barack Obama, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on.
Barack Obama wants a social state. He wants.
I'm a Democrat, brother. I own my own trucking business. I got three trucks. Two of them they run teams out of. And if my taxes are going up, I got four employees going on Barack Obama's welfare line.
Yeah.
And I'll sell those two trucks and I'll run it by myself.
You know, Mad Wolf, I'll tell you, if that's really your philosophy, you're the stupidest businessman I've ever encountered. And I've encountered a lot of stupid businessmen in all the years I've run businesses. But I'll tell you, if you've got an opportunity to make money, if you've got demand for your product and you're not putting people to work, then you're nuts. On the other hand, if you're one of these crazies who believe that if you get a tax cut that you should take that money and go out and hire somebody, I'll hire somebody with my money, then you're also nuts.
Where am I going to get a tax cut when I make well over $500,000 a year with all three of my trucks?
Well, if you're making, personally taking $500,000 a year in your paycheck?
I bring home probably about $350 out of it.
Okay, well, if you're taking home $350,000, you know, Matt, I'm telling you, you're making enough money that you can be paying 3% more in your income taxes.
Yeah, and support all these lazy people that don't want to work.
No, pay for the system that allows you to make $350,000 a year, because you're making that money because we have a great country. You're making that money because we have a court system that is not being paid for right now. We're borrowing the money from the Chinese to support it. You're making that money because we have a road system which is not being paid for right now. We're borrowing from the Saudi Arabians to pay for it. You're making that money because you have police and fire that's protecting you, which is not being paid for right now. We're borrowing from Venezuela to pay for it.
The borrow and spend policies
of the Republicans up to this point are destroying this country, and the only way that we're going to be able to pay for this country to make this country work is frankly to raise your taxes.
Yeah, raise my taxes to pay for everybody else.
So your $350,000 a year, you will have to pay, let's see, if you go to from 3 to 6%, you're going to be paying about maybe $2,000 a year more in income taxes. That's going to put you out of business. That's going to cause you to lay people off. Is that what you're telling me?
No, it ain't going to cause me to put me out of business myself, but I'll just have to cut back on employees.
Okay, that's too. I got it. I'm sorry. Either you are a shill or you are the most pathetic incompetent business owner I've ever heard from. Let's go to another conservative caller here, David in Columbus. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine. What's up?
Hey, before the break, you were talking about conservatism and liberalism and everything, and my point of view on this is liberalism has been a huge problem in this country.
Yeah, ever since it was first proposed by, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison.
Ever since Thomas Jefferson and James, I'm not living in the past, I'm living in the present. You mentioned since the 60s, and the hippie movement, we see what happened with that. There's no such thing as a hippie nowadays. That crap fell through.
That's everybody right, because there's no more middle class.
The civil rights movement has been a disaster ever since the assassination of Martin Luther King. There's nobody that stepped up to the plate in the civil rights movement to even come close to being the leader Martin Luther King was. Can you name one? I would love to hear who you think is somebody who has filled his shoes. The civil rights movement is a joke these days. All it is a big mirage pointing to racism that doesn't exist anymore in this country.
Well, in that case, David, if what you're saying is true, that might mean that many of the things that Martin Luther King had hoped for have been accomplished. I mean, the fact of the matter is, right now you've got a guy who's half white and half black running for president of the United States. That was unimaginable when Martin Luther King was around. So, you know, to say, you know, the civil rights movement is a wreck, I'm sorry, that. Enough. Brad in Black Lake, New Mexico. Hey, Brad, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. You know, I thought McCain, he looked like some kind of an axe murderer last night. I mean, not quite
that.
But, you know, the eyes are really beady. And he made so many personal attacks on Obama. And if Obama had responded to one of those, all they'd be talking about today was Obama goes on the defensive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other thing, this plumber, I saw him on CNN. I mean, you know, he's got a $5,000 laser hair removal job on his head. I mean, he was, what a shock. I mean, he went there prepared to present himself and misrepresent himself on camera.
Yeah, well,
it was so obvious.
We'll see as time comes out. Brad, thanks for the call. Let me just, this is where America's at. Yes Magazine chartered this poll, and you can find it over at Yes. I think it's YesMagazine.com or YesMagazine.org is their website. 73% of Americans say corporations don't pay their fair share of taxes. 65% believe same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. 59% would like the next president to do more to protect civil liberties. 79% favor mandatory limits on greenhouse gas emissions. 64% believe the government should provide national health insurance coverage to all Americans, even if it would raise taxes. 73% favor abolishing nuclear weapons with verification. 69% believe we should use diplomatic and economic means to fight terrorism rather than the military. 74% favor voluntary public financing of campaigns. 87% support rehabilitation rather than punishment-only criminal justice system. And 64% believe that, on the whole, immigration is good for the country. Now, that's a solid majority of Americans right across the board. Right across the board. These are not right or left positions. These are American positions. And what has happened is that the right in this country, or the right in this country, has gotten so far out of the mainstream that, well, that they're losing elections. I mean, I suppose that's the good news, that Americans are finally waking up and saying, okay, we get it what these guys are all about. They don't want there to be a middle class. They don't want there to be a strong enough middle class that people are not afraid, just terrified of losing their jobs. Coming up next, Stephen Forbes. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Do you still owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? Did you know fear of the IRS ranks number one? Well, I take that fear away. Hi, this is Rich Boggs again, founder and CEO of Nationwide Tax Relief. I run one of the largest tax relief firms in the country. If you are still suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my team of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. 30,000 people have contacted my firm looking for tax help, and I want to help you. So, if you owe more than 20 grand in any back taxes, and you are one of the first 50 callers, your consultation is free. On me. You don't have to deal with the IRS. The attorneys at Nationwide have got you covered. So pick up the phone and call now.
Call 800-363-3668. That's 800-363-3668. Call 800-363-3668.
Attention eyeglass wearers, are you the type who gets complimented on your sleek frames wherever you go? Or are you the type who wish they knew where in the valley you could score some? Well, I have four words for both of you. Sassy Glasses Optical Boutique. The team at Sassy Glasses has a passion for seeking out cutting-edge styles, offering the best price on lenses, and providing quality frames to meet any budget. Sassy Glasses has an amazing collection from funky and vintage frames to up-to-the-minute sunglass styles for both men and women. So for the hottest frames at the coolest prices, call Sassy Glasses 602-522-0564. That's 602-522-0564. Or drop by their showroom on the northwest corner of 16th Street in Glendale. Mention 1480 and receive a free pair of selected frames with the purchase of any regular price frame and lenses. Call 602-522-0564 or log on to sassyglasses.com. That's 602-522-0564 or sassyglasses.com. Don't forget, tell them Stephanie sent you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX Phoenix, 1190 KNUV Tolleson Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A big swing in the markets today as Wall Street tries to get its bearings again. After dropping by triple digits in early trading, the Dow recovered a bit, now down by about 80 points. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says he's sorry for the mistakes that led to the market upheaval. He insists the administration is on the right path to end the current financial crisis. Some analysts say a recession is already here. Some people have even used the word depression for what may come. This elderly woman who lived through the Great Depression says there's a long way to go yet before conditions get that bad.
Well, I tell you right now, as far as now, it ain't nothing to what it was then. Honey, we went hungry a lot.
The latest economic report shows that inflation is holding steady. The presidential candidates back out on the campaign trail today following their debate last night. So how do the voters feel about the way they came across? These men have some concerns about the candidates.
I think that Barack Obama is more of an image than he is a legitimate presidential candidate.
They actually had to look at each other at certain points, and you could see it on Obama's or on McCain's face. You could see the disdain for him.
Polls show Barack Obama and John McCain are running close campaigns in several key states, but there are signs Obama is leading in traditional Republican states like Virginia. Four people were killed in the crash of a medical helicopter in Illinois. John Brannan with the NTSB says investigators are now looking into a number of things as they try to find the cause of that crash.
Possible weather conditions that were present at the time of the accident, pilot backgrounds, their experience levels. Looking into the operation, the helicopter operator, different things of that nature.
Among the dead is a toddler who was being flown to a Chicago hospital. This is AP Radio News.
So what are you driving these days? The 2009 Subaru Forester has now been picked by Motor Trend magazine as its SUV of the year. Editor-in-chief Angus McKenzie says it's really a good value, especially on gas mileage.
It's a little bit smaller, it's lighter, and it's quite fuel efficient. The fuel economy is between 20 miles per gallon in the city and 26 miles per gallon on the highway.
And it has a base price of just under $20,000. The EPA is out with a new standard for the amount of lead pollution that should be allowed in the air. It cuts the amount by 90%. The agency says that new limit will do a better job of protecting the health of children and others. Thousands of people are now being allowed to go back into their neighborhoods in Southern California to check out the damage that's been caused in recent days by wildfires. Dozens of homes were destroyed. The biggest fire is believed to have been caused by downed power lines. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Get away to Hawaii with low, low prices? That's right. Three nights in Hawaii, including round-trip airfare. Book it at HawaiianAirlines.com. Aloha.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Copper Star Coffee announces Coffee Talk every Monday evening this summer. Copper Star Coffee is the spot every Monday for politicos and writers alike. Enjoy a chai tea, a cup of icy cold Java, or a hot mug of Joe in the heart of downtown. Grab your notebooks and laptops to discuss your writing or share your favorite blogs with our free Wi-Fi. Copper Star is located on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Every Monday evening this summer, come in for Coffee Talk with Copper Star Coffee.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. You know, they say memories are priceless, but right now they're 15% off at The Art of Framing. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, the print you bought from your favorite artist, that's right, any frame, any mat, any size, 15% off. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know, I've seen her work. Stop by The Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback and receive 15% off your framing. That's The Art of Framing on Central and Camelback.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care.
For a limited time only, Central Dental Care is offering teeth whitening for life for only $99. That's right. Whiten your teeth for life for only $99. And now here's Randy to tell you what to do.
Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Merging of the corporate and the government and the whole F word right there. It's creeping me out. And the willingness to lie and to rally the faithful like good Germans, you know. The feeling that you get when you watch these rallies of McCain's are extremely 1939, let's just say.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to our second hour. James Bamford is with us, or is back with us, the internationally best-selling New York Times best-selling author, expert on national security issues. New book out, The Shadow Factory. His most recent book, Body of Secrets, which was mind-boggling. This is the new one, The Shadow Factory, the ultra-secret NSA from 9/11 to the eavesdropping on America. James Bamford, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
You hit this one out of the park all over again. This is absolutely extraordinary, James. Give us the overview, the snapshot. What's the big story here? I'm going all the way back to the Puzzle Palace in the 80s. You've been reporting, which was one of my favorite books back in the 1980s. You've been reporting on the NSA and you know, pulling no punches. What is the expose, the core of this book right now?
Well, there's really two things. One is looking at NSA before 9/11 and showing how they were overly cautious and to the extreme, where you have the NSA actually eavesdropping on two of the key hijackers for almost 2 years while they were in the U.S. and never telling anybody that they were in the U.S.
Right.
And it got to the point where the hijackers actually moved their final base of operations to the same town NSA is located in. So for the final month, NSA was on one side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and the terrorist operations center was on the other side. And yet, and they're intercepting the communications. They're going to the same gyms, the Gold's Gym, the Safeway with the NSA employees, and NSA trying to be overly cautious, never bothers to even track where they are in the U.S. So that was one of the contributing
factors. James Vanford, was that overly cautious or was that blindingly incompetent?
Well, it's a combination of both. They could have easily have gotten, first of all, General Hayden, the director, was very afraid of ever being brought before Congress and charged with eavesdropping on Americans. But here there would have been no problem for him to get a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court warrant to eavesdrop on their communications. I mean, after all, these people were sent by bin Laden to the United States, and it's something
right.
that NSA knew.
Right.
So it was both incompetence and...
Is it possible that there's a third option, and I realize this is, start the Twilight Zone music here, but 53 or 56 times, George W. Bush was notified in person, according to Richard Clark and others, that Osama bin Laden was planning some sort of a major strike in the United States. The famous, August 6th, as I recall, NIE, or the President's Daily Briefing, where the CIA officer flew down to Crawford, Texas, to personally deliver it to him, and Condoleezza Rice stood there and read him the headline, Osama bin Laden determined to strike inside the U.S., And Bush not only did nothing, but what you're saying is, it was more than nothing being done. It was things were being held back.
Well, it got even worse at one point. The CIA wanted this information from NSA.
Right.
They knew how important it was because it was coming out of bin Laden's operations center in Yemen.
Right.
And the NSA wouldn't give it to the CIA, so the CIA ended up building their own eavesdropping facility in the Indian Ocean area, I think on Madagascar. And so they were intercepting the same communication, but they were only getting half of the conversations. And then they went to NSA and said, we've got our own facility, we're getting half the conversations, but can you give us the other half? And NSA wouldn't give it to them.
Well,
so
sometimes you look at history and you say, what happened? Who won? 9/11 rescued a very, very dysfunctional Bush presidency. And, the week before 9/11, George Bush's approval numbers were in the tank. He had virtually no political power. The whole PNAC thing, saying that we need a project for a new American century. We need a new Pearl Harbor kind of event. I realize I'm getting into the far fringes of conspiracy theory here, and I don't. I don't think that the Bush administration was behind 9/11 or anything like that. Although who knows? But could it be that they thought that something was coming and essentially said, stand down, we could use something?
Well, the problem is I think that would be too complicated for the Bush administration. I don't think they would have been able to pull something off as incompetent as they are.
Why did the NSA go into this? We're not going to, they're whistling and twiddling their fingers mode when they've got terrorists in their sight. People who, this is the second time that the World Trade Center was bombed.
Well, exactly. And again, NSA have been eavesdropping on these conversations while these people were in the United States from January 2000 until September 2001.
So why were they not sharing this information?
The only and you know, this is why in the book I say that I can't come up with all the answers.
I mean, Hayden answers directly to George Bush, right?
Well, he answered to Rumsfeld, because it comes out of the Pentagon, and then obviously Rumsfeld answered to Bush. But that's why I said there's got to be a real investigation into all this. That the 9/11 Commission did nothing; they didn't even look at NSA.
Right. Okay. So you said that was point one. Point two was
the second one was how NSA overreacted after 9/11.
Right.
I mean, before 9/11, they shied away from doing any even eavesdropping on terrorists in the U.S. After 9/11, they began eavesdropping on even Americans in the U.S. who were totally innocent. And I interviewed two of the NSA intercept operators who told me that they were eavesdropping. They were ordered to eavesdrop on U.S. American citizens' communications between the U.S. and the Middle East. So you have people, journalists, aid workers, soldiers, and so forth, calling home to their families, and they're sitting there listening, typing out the conversations and permanently recording them. And then it got so bad that they, when you know, these people were talking to their spouses about you know, sort of bedroom chat, they're laughing and passing these conversations around whenever the conversations turn to sex. So this isn't exactly, I don't think, what the taxpayers have in mind when they're paying for NSA to you know, to have their own conversations listened to, recorded, and made jokes of.
Now, Orrin Hatch, the Republican senator from Utah, had a fellow on his staff who had succeeded in hacking into Senator Kennedy's computer. This was about 4 years ago, during the times when Alito was being brought before Congress to be confirmed, and a number of other judges as well. And over a year and a half period, this guy on a virtually daily basis was reading Senator Kennedy and apparently six or eight other senators, Democratic senators, emails, and producing summaries of them and sending them to several Republicans who were charged with strategy on how to get Republican judges through Congress. And they constantly were catching the Democrats flat-footed. You know, they knew their strategy in advance and were able to blow it up very successfully. When this guy got outed, when this whole thing came out, Orrin Hatch fired him and apologized, professed he didn't know anything about it. And of course, the Republicans control Congress, so there was no investigation done of it at all, and still hasn't been to this day. If these guys would hack into their peers' computer and read their email, why would Bush not be doing the exact same thing Richard Nixon did? I mean, Nixon was using either the CIA or FBI, I forget which, during Watergate, to spy on Democrats and on his political enemies. Is there any evidence that the NSA might have been used in this way, or any other intelligence agencies might have been used this way for political purposes? I know we did this with the UN, did we not? Running up to the Iraq War, weren't we hacking?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were listening to all the even the British communications and so forth. But
right.
Yeah, the point you make is very, I mean, it's an excellent point, because all this information that's being picked up is stored forever. They're building a huge new data warehouse. They ran out of space at NSA, and they're building a huge new data warehouse in Texas. It's almost the size of the Alamo Dome to store all this stuff. So, so somebody could just go in, type into a computer a particular name, and up comes a conversation. And I mean, you see it numerous times in Watergate. The instance you talked about, there's been numerous times when conversations.
So it's entirely possible that they're spying on Democrats right now for political purposes. Is there any evidence that it has been done?
Well, I haven't come up with it, but that's why I think I'm one person out there writing one book, but I think there needs to be more people looking into it. It certainly is a possibility, and whenever you have politicians and everybody else...
No, it's ripe territory. You're absolutely right. James Bamford, the book, The Shadow Factory. Check it out. It's a great book. Thank you, James.
Thanks, Tom.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
There used to be only two ways to meet in business, over the phone or in person. Now there's a better way. Use GoToMeeting to meet online. With GoToMeeting, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. You get the best of both worlds. It's like meeting in person, but without wasting time and money traveling. And your conference calls will be more effective. Use GoToMeeting to present a PowerPoint or spreadsheet presentation during a call. You don't need to send the file in advance and tell them what page to look at. Train customers located anywhere in the world. Demonstrate a product by showing them how it works. Collaborate with colleagues in real time. I've used GoToMeeting with some of my radio stations. It works great. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. There's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use the promo code TOM. You get the best of both worlds. It's like meeting in person, but without wasting time and money traveling. That's GoToMeeting.com, the orange Try It Free button, promo code THOM.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
Hi folks, Bill Einelli, broker owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag, name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
The U-Haul International Corporation is looking for a few good men and women to join the U-Haul family. If you're looking for an exciting career and want to work for a progressive thinking company that knows how to give back to the community, then you want to work for the U-Haul International Corporation. With locations nationwide, this could be your opportunity to relocate and still work for a Phoenix-based corporation. For more information on careers with the U-Haul International Corporation, please visit them online at uhaul.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm the grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge. Hey, I'm the grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge. Okay. If you want to come over, all you have to do is this. All you have to do is this.
Are we talking about Mr. McCain? Senator McCain. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Helping you win the water cooler wars. Tom Hartman here with you. By the way, Friday night. That's tomorrow night, isn't it? Holy cow. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, it's tomorrow night. I'm speaking and doing a book signing at the Democratic headquarters for the San Fernando Valley. Democratic Party of San Fernando Valley, DPSFV.com is their website. And so, you know, be there or be square. And on Sunday, Stephanie Miller and I are debating a couple of right-wingers at the American Jewish University from 2 to 4 p.m. You do have to register for that. There is a fee. And it's a phone number you have to call, 310-440-1246. And that phone number you can also find on our homepage at tomhartman.com, 310-440-1246. Our phone number, 866-303-2270, tomhartman.com if you want to drop into our live chat room, airamerica.com for our free live video stream, our free live audio, our free message boards over at tomhartman.com. It's all there. It's all there, and there's no charge for any of it. It was an interesting night, a very interesting night.
Do you think she's qualified to be president?
You know, I think that's going to be up to the American people. I think that obviously she's a capable politician, has, I think, excited a base in the Republican Party. And I think it's very commendable, the work she's done on behalf of special needs. I agree with that, John. I do want to just point out that autism, for example, or other special needs will require some additional funding if we're going to get serious in terms of research. That is something that every family that advocates on behalf of disabled children talk about. And if we have a across-the-board spending freeze, we're not going to be able to do it. That's an example of, I think, the kind of use of the scalpel that we want to make sure that we're funding some of those programs.
This is the scalpel versus the meat cleaver discussion. It's, you know, where John McCain is saying, "Well, we just needed a across the board freeze in our revenues." You know, no, I don't think so. And so anyway, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Rick in San Francisco. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I want to set the record straight. I'm a 54-year-old retired union sheet metal worker. I need to let all those non-union guys out there know that the reason I'm home. But I want to talk about something I've seen Joe the Plumber say on NBC's Good Morning America today. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, I've seen him talking about the problem with the illegals here in the United States. If anybody's noticed that they've grown substantially under the George Bush administration, they need to Google how many illegals or how many employers have been prosecuted and fined under the Bush administration.
Right.
I think they'll find out that it's an average of 14 per year.
Yeah, and as I think we all know, we don't have an illegal immigration problem in the United States. We have an illegal employer problem in the United States.
Yes, we do.
I mean, that's the bottom line. And it goes back to Reagan. You know, I mean, Reagan did a blanket amnesty in, what was it, 83, as I recall, maybe 86, and basically, you know, said, hey, you know, no foul, no problem, and boom. Yeah.
But it's like 14 under Bush and 270 employers prosecuted and fined under Clinton, average.
Per year?
So,
yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, that's the focus. The focus, the Republicans will always focus on trying to vilify the individual and let the corporation off the hook. And the Democrats will typically focus on the structural problems, on how the corporations are misbehaving or are harming things or aren't paying their way. Another point, thank you, Rick, for that. Another point that was made last night that needed correcting. McCain cited this old Republican mantra of we've got the highest or the second highest corporate taxes in the world. Point out that in Ireland, the corporate tax rate's 11%, as I recall, and ours is 35%. Well, that's our top corporate tax rate. The fact of the matter is, if you look at the taxes that corporations actually pay in the United States, we are the second lowest in the industrialized world. The second lowest. Because we have just 100 zillion loopholes out there. So, consider. Dan in Minnesota. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing? I was listening to that. I realized it's a little bit in the bathroom, but I was listening to the truck driver, I guess, which concerns about most all of our societal problems is that everything in the right seems to be rooted in selfishness and greed.
Oh, you're talking about the guy who made $300,000 a year and wasn't willing to pay an extra $1,000 in income taxes?
Right. And I look at it, you know, and I would ask him, you know, since he's demeaned his drivers enough to tell them that they're all lazy and good for nothing and he's going to do it all himself, great, do it himself. And in fact, while he's at it, let him then repair his own damn road, since he doesn't want to pay any taxes. And let him get, instead of 18 wheelers, he can get 18 drivers, because he's not going to be able to drive through that mud slop that he's going to have. I'm paying for his roads, and that he's, by the way, wrecking, driving all of his overweight trucks.
Well, here, let me, Dan, I don't believe for a minute that that guy actually owned the business he claimed to own, or that he was making the money that he claimed to make, because he didn't understand the basics of that would be necessary to understand how to run such a business.
I totally agree with you. The other issue is, I do believe that a positive sign is that all these debates, we've had now people supporting Obama, even though I'm shocked, because I look at it and say, technically, I look at it and say, it looks like Obama was beat, but I think the people are sick and tired of the hateful negativeness.
Absolutely right, Dan, and very well said. And you know, good on him for following a good strategy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
We are the change you've been looking for. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, 1190 KNUV.
Day after, I'm Ed Donahue. Campaign manager Rick Davis says don't count out John McCain.
What you saw last night is John McCain, the underdog, coming back and saying, look, I'm laying down my cards. I'm going to show the American public what I stand for.
Running mate Joe Biden says a vote for Barack Obama will put the country on a different path.
They've been in charge for 68 years in the Congress and 88 years in the presidency. And John McCain, as he points out, has voted with George Bush 90% of the time.
A spokesman for Casey Anthony in Florida told CNN Anthony's daughter Kaylee is dead. Casey Anthony has been indicted on first-degree murder. The three-year-old disappeared in June. Stocks have been swinging between big gains and big losses. Right now, the Dow is down about 25 points. Motor Trend Magazine's choice for SUV of the year for 2009 is the Subaru Forester.
It is terrific value, fully loaded. This vehicle tops out at $32,000, and prices start from just over $20,000.
Angus McKenzie says the clincher is good gas mileage for an SUV. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, KPHX listeners, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Got the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon. Steve, wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. They're like our own personal IT team. But you're driving me crazy with your 5 to 9 thing.
Oh, just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9. Because 5 to 9 will help you get back online. They even do computer design.
With 5 to 9's on-time, valley-wide service and low-flat hourly rates, there's no reason not to call 5 to 9. 5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
Call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699. Or log on to aztechsupport.net. That's aztechsupport.net. When you're offline, call 5 to 9 at 602-535-5699.
We must pledge once more to march into the future.
Help us create the future.
Let us keep that promise. That American promise.
Be a part of the future.
And in the words of Scripture, hold firmly.
Hear the future.
Without wavering.
Right here.
This fall, the future rises. Hear it here on the official radio station of the future.
Together, our dreams can be one.
1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
She's a vicious attack dog and Miss Congeniality. Doesn't know what the VP does, but that's a technicality. Glad to be in the race just to visit new places like Washington. Sarah Palin comparison. Actually, she was McCain's second choice. He got turned down by the mayor of Narnia. She can make a moose stew. She can flay a caribou. When they asked for her assessment of the situation in the Middle East, she said she hadn't given it much thought. Good one, Sarah Booyah. Of catastrophe, so no one can say she's McCain's latest astrophe. Biden's a square, cause he can't wear his hair in a bun. Not like Sarah, oh Sarah, pale in comparison.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Tom Hartman here with you, 35 minutes past the hour. Diane sends me a note. She says, Ohio requires all plumbers to be licensed, and they show up in the Ohio database. You can look it up yourself. E-license, digit1-lookup.com.ohio.gov. The only Wurzelbacher listed is Lawrence, whose license expired in 2002. So Joe the plumber is not even a licensed plumber in the state of Ohio. Doug in Royal Oak, Michigan. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you. I have not now or never have been a member of the Communist Party.
Okay. Good to know.
One, I'm not a big fan of the tit-for-tat, but once it turns to that, a lot of times if it does, I just say better a communist than a fascist and turn and walk away because it's all you can do.
Yeah, I have to confess, I was a member of the Libertarians once. So.
Well, good for you. And yeah. I just wanted to talk about the debate. And the telling part of the debate for me was the trade-off in the exchange with the rally people that were condescending to both candidates. And I was really upset when this happened, when Barack Obama didn't take more of an aggressive stance when he talked about people shouting, kill him, and stuff like that. But after the debate and watching McCain go ballistic for most of the debate, isn't it going to be nice to have an even-tempered person that's not a member of the cowboy mentality if Barack Obama is elected president?
Yeah, absolutely. And to that point, this is a post on democraticunderground.com this morning. The headline, Joe Biden just said McCain is a good man and a genuine war hero. Now, regardless of how you feel about that, I want to note something. He's in Lancaster, Ohio at a rally, and when he said something nice about John McCain, the people in the audience were quiet and respectful. Nobody booed. Nobody became angry when he said that. Because Barack Obama supporters don't hate John McCain. They haven't been trained to revile him down to his soul until he becomes un-American or inhuman. We aren't exploited and programmed to think like that. The Obama campaign doesn't cater to the lowest common denominator.
We're not trained to hate. And for me, my brother, who is my older brother, he's about 9 years older than me, so he remembers JFK. And he said, this is the exact way JFK would have addressed somebody burning a cross on his front lawn. And you know, with this isn't right in America, these things shouldn't happen. It happened to me, but, you know, but it's not right. And it was so pleasant. I mean, my gut reaction right off the bat was, you know, stand up for yourself. Talk about your children and how they don't want to hear about their father being killed. Mm-hmm. But it was so cool to see it actually play out the way it did.
He's going to be a great politician. I mean, he is a great politician. He's going to be a great president. Doug, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Zogby International, push polling? There's screenshots of this. Again, you can see this over Daily Kos had the original diary, and Democratic Underground has a repost of it. With the actual screenshots, Zogby Interactive, please read the following statements and indicate for each whether they would influence you to be much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Barack Obama. If you knew Barack Obama supported a plan to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, would you be much more likely to vote for, etc.? If you knew Barack Obama supported a plan to provide Social Security benefits to illegal immigrants, would you be more or less likely? If you knew Barack Obama supported a plan to provide Social Security benefits to illegal immigrants. If you knew Barack Obama supported a plan to give government health care to illegal immigrants. If you knew Barack Obama supported the handgun ban in Washington, D.C., which was later overturned by the Supreme Court, would you be blah de blah? If you knew Barack Obama supported the right to the procedure called partial birth abortion, would you be blah de blah de blah? And it just gets very strange. Of the following issues, which of the following is most likely to influence your vote? A candidate who supports driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, a candidate who supports Social Security for illegal immigrants, a candidate who supports health care for illegal immigrants, a candidate who supports a total ban on handguns, a candidate who supports the right to a procedure called partial birth abortion, or none, my mind is made up, or not sure. This is called push polling. On Zogby, I'm astounded. I can't say I know John Zogby well, but I've met him, talked to him a couple times. He's been a guest on the show a number of times. His brother James, I believe, is the director of one of the Arab anti-defamation groups in the United States. And I thought he was a good guy. Who knows? I mean, maybe this is something done by somebody five levels down the food chain, and it's not going anywhere. But I thought it really raised my eyebrows. Mark in Oakland, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
A couple of things that
Zogby's really doing that?
Well,
he has no credibility as a pollster.
It was on his website on Zogby Interactive. It doesn't mean it was actually being done. It means somebody found it. Maybe it was being ready to be. I honestly don't know. The poster over at Daily Kos said, yes, he got it in email, and it was an actual push-pull.
Well, if it's the Daily Kos, you kind of take it with a grain of salt anyway, but it's certainly...
I disagree. The Daily Kos is very, very good at policing their own board. In fact, they took down that thread about Sarah Palin actually being the mother of Trigg or being the grandmother of Trigg rather than the mother, and which I think was a mistake. I think that it's highly likely that she was the grandmother, not the mother. But, you know, Marcos has been doing a pretty good job of trying to maintain their credibility over there.
A couple of things. On Doug's call, you know, in Obama's response to the crowds, he actually did something that I thought was pretty interesting. When he said that, you know, at the mention of my name, they yell traitor. And then when he said the next thing, he just didn't say kill him. He said kill him. He pronounced it heavily and almost phonetically. And I thought it really had a lot of impact. But I was really interested in your initial assessment of McCain's performance last night, because I kind of agreed. I thought he actually did pretty well for the first 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was saying to Louise, you know, he's mopping the floor with Barack Obama.
Yeah, on substance, I thought he did well. But then about 30 minutes in, the wheels really started to come off the wagon. A couple of things happened. Number one, the split screen view killed him because he almost couldn't contain his contempt and his arrogance. He also became extremely rude. I don't know if you noticed, but he interrupted Obama several times.
Right.
And I think Obama might have actually chastised him once very lightly about it.
Yeah.
And that kind of showed. And then when Schieffer, who I thought really did a pretty good job, really started to bore in on those questions about negative campaigning, the VP choice, and the abortion issue, I think McCain really lost it. Because on the negative campaigning issue, he threw his best serve at Obama. Obama basically hit it down the line for a winner.
Yeah.
He just killed him on it. And on the abortion question, you know, after Obama had rather patiently explained his vote on those Illinois bills and mentioned the phrase life or health of the mother, McCain's response, in which he was almost contemptuous and dismissive of that phrase as though it was some political gimmick.
Right.
I don't know if he meant it that way. Maybe he didn't, but it sure came out that way.
No, he did. He did.
And I think he's going to live to regret that with moderate women voters.
Absolutely. The making fun of the fact that the state can force a woman to have a pregnancy, even if it might mean her own death, is way beyond the pale. Well said, Mark. Thank you. And I agree. I think that this, if there is a moment out of the campaign or out of that debate last night that should be turned into a campaign commercial, frankly, I think that's it. Although I doubt Obama's going to do it, because abortion is such an inflammatory issue that I doubt that they want to go there. Tina in Brattleboro, Vermont, listening to WKVT. Hey, Tina, what's up?
Hi. Oh, that was quick. Almost caught me off guard there. I'm enjoying the conversation. I actually missed the debate last night because I've been so busy lately. I actually missed paying my TV bill, and they shut us off.
Oops.
But I called it in, and that's how quick, the press of a button, I got it back this morning. But on another note, I wanted to talk about how the corporate press, you know, in some ways really needs to be accountable. Yes, they're getting a lot of information out there, and it's empowering us to look at a lot of different things from different angles, but there's so many things, you know, so many illegal gangster-type things that have gone on that they have almost sanctioned and condoned by their lack of going deep and following through. You know, a lot of the corporate ones have become more of an entertainment source.
It's infotainment.
Thank God for the internet, though.
Yeah, and it's not news. It's infotainment. And if you really want to get the story on it, go over to www.theyrule.net. Now, there's pretty much not any .nets around these days, so remember, it's .net. Theyrule.net. And you can look at who's on the board of directors of the largest media corporations in the United States, and all the defense contractors and all the oil companies and all the other companies that they're also on the board of.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at HartmanRadio.com. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480KPHX.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Kendra with North Valley Mechanical. We're a family-owned, veteran-run air conditioning and heating company that serves the entire valley. We've served the KPHX community since day one. Give me a call to discuss your indoor comfort needs. When you call, I make sure the North Valley Mechanical family takes care of all of your questions and installs or repairs your equipment to the highest standards. Call me at North Valley Mechanical today to discuss a repair, maintenance checkup, or a new American Standard high-efficiency comfort system. 480-538-9184. Our family is proud to serve yours. We're North Valley Mechanical at 480-538-9184. Or visit us online at northvalleymechanical.com. Your comfort is our number one priority. Call us today at 480-538-9184. That's 480-538-9184. Or online at northvalleymechanical.com.
Hi, this is Jeremy Schachter, co-owner of 76 Mortgage. Recently, 1480 listeners have called to ask how the federal bailout could affect the mortgage industry. Here are the facts. 76 Mortgage is still issuing approvals and closing loans for purchases and refinances at exceptionally low interest rates. It's time to check into your mortgage options before stricter guidelines are implemented. Many of our lenders are still offering fantastic programs, and some are even being offered at historically low rates. If you're holding off on refinancing out of your arm, consider this. If your property values still decline, it may be too late to refinance. Looking to purchase? Many lenders are still offering low-down programs and excellent rates for first-time homebuyers, but stricter guidelines are on the horizon. Today's programs will not likely be available tomorrow. I'd like to reassure the 1480 KPHX family that 76 Mortgage is here to answer all of your mortgage questions and address any concerns about residential lending needs.
MB number 0907413.
Call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Your radio support group for We the People. Tom Hartman here with you 9.5 minutes before the hour. Stephen Forbes is with us, the Emmy-nominated film director. New movie, Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story. It's coming to 35 cities before the election. And, in fact, it's opening here in my hometown of Portland on Saturday the 18th. And a Boogeyman film, com is the website. Stefan, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Tom.
You have produced a masterpiece.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolute masterpiece. You know, the switch that happened in within the Republican Party and the horror that spread across the Democratic Party as a consequence of Lee Atwater's being right, frankly, about what the American people will swallow is just astounding to me. I mean, to this day, it's astounding to me. Can you riff on that for a moment?
It was fascinating to me how this guy did it, how a guitar-picking rascal from South Carolina could completely flip the media world upside down, could convince working people that the party of millionaires giving corporate welfare to huge corporations was their friend. And, you know, I found out while making this that he did it not so much through dirty tricks, although those certainly helped, through the culture war. They're trying to drag us back to the 60s. They put these smears out there that Mike Dukakis' wife, Kitty, had burned an American flag. They always make the Democrat look like he doesn't care about his country. They use powerful emotional issues, the flag, the Bible, patriotism, and they have literally mopped up the floor with the Democrats who still don't understand how the culture war is killing them.
Right, but it even goes beyond that. I mean, the Dukakis campaign and Willie Horton, the whole Willie Horton thing. I mean, the Democrats are looking at this going, come on, this is going to be no problem. I mean, Dukakis, this is a program, this furlough, early furlough program, was a program that was put in place by the previous Republican governor that was ended by Dukakis. So how can this be a problem?
Well, you know, you see the Atwater playbook trying to do the exact same thing. And thank God it's not working so well in this campaign. But again, the Democrats haven't really hit the talking points hard enough. You heard Obama starts to say last night, listen, this Ayers thing, I was on a Republican foundation started by a buddy of Ronald Reagan's, and you're calling me palling around with terrorists. Hey, he could have said, let's go back and look at the 88 election when Ronald Reagan sold arms to terrorists and lied about it on national TV. Atwater, alone in the party, realized you wrap that in the flag, you call them patriots, and then you change the subject to literally anything. I mean, he could change the subject to something as abstruse as a black guy nobody had ever heard of who got out of jail, and he did it with a smile, plucking that guitar. And it, you know, it's not working this year because fear tactics have an even greater candidate, worse than terrorism, worse than anything they've thrown at Obama, and that's the collapse of the global financial system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm personally of the opinion that, they saw this thing coming. I mean, we know that, for example, Paulson's bailout bill had been in draft form for 4 months in the White House, and B, they were, frankly, I think that they've been holding their fingers in the dike, figuring that they could hold it off until November 5th, and it would be a bonus if Obama was elected president, and then the next day the economy fell, you know, just went to hell all around the world, and for the next 30 years the Republicans would be saying, see what happens when you elect a Democrat? I mean, they're already trying to say that. You know, I've actually heard right-wingers on the radio, right-wing talk show hosts say, well, the economy's going to hell because the rest of the world thinks Obama's going to be the president.
You know, it's unbelievable what they think the American people will swallow. And you've seen the McCain campaign. I mean, Atwater was a little smarter about this stuff. I think they're jumping the shark here. They literally believe that they can just insult people's intelligence and tell them anything. Cindy McCain said Obama's running the dirtiest campaign in American history. I mean, literally, they've gotten so divorced from the truth because they swallowed this idea that Atwater had, that people are cynical, that people don't care about issues, that all we want is a president we can have a beer with.
Now,
I think we've seen what that's done to the White House when Karl Rove took Atwater's policies and tried to use spin as a means of governing.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's been an absolute disaster. We're talking with Stefan Forbes, the Emmy-nominated film director, BoogeymanFilm.com, the website, the new movie Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story. It's coming to 35 cities. Check out your local listing or your local theaters. Stefan, is the story about Lee Atwater's come to Jesus moment toward the end of his life more apocryphal than accurate?
Well, you know, I was on this guy's trail. I wanted to find out how he did it, how he drove America so far to the right, and I wanted to get behind all the media spin pro and anti-Atwater and get to the truth. And I interviewed some of the head honchos of the Republican Party, Mary Madeline, Ed Rollins. Ed Rollins pours his heart out about this guy, Atwater. Mm. And I also interviewed a lot of analysts on the left, Joe Connison, Eric Alterman. And I found out so many things we think are true about our elections are completely false. I uncovered stuff from 88 that kind of blows audiences' mind. And again, on his deathbed, Atwater never apologized for dirty tricks. He was terrified he was going to hell for what he had done to America. But he never apologized, and frankly, his unrepentant vision of politics as warfare is what is driving his party today.
Yeah, and it's driving his party to destruction, frankly.
And our country, too. You know, even in war, the Democrats believe there's rules. You don't torture, you don't lock people up for 10 years and throw away the key. I think people are starting to realize that when you lose the truth and morality, this Republican ideology of win at all costs, which Atwater believed, has incredibly bad consequences for everyone as a nation. And it's interesting to see, even on his deathbed, Atwater, he desperately started searching for truth because spin just isn't enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how long it takes. I think it's going to take a generation to wring this poison out of the body politic of this country. But I think you've done a great job in exposing the genesis of it. And a marvelous movie, Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story, Stephen Forbes, boogeymanfilm.com for all the details. Stephen, thanks for dropping by today.
It's a great pleasure, and I'm putting the playbook out there for people to share with their friends and really use this media to shine a light on what's happening.
There you go. Great. Boogeymanfilm.com. Thanks, Stephen.
You got it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Beth here again, and I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley's Two Men in a Truck Moving Service. Why not use a moving company that will give you peace of mind? Two Men in a Truck specializes in reducing the stress of moving. There are many things that can go wrong. Why trust your precious belongings to inexperienced movers? The following are five reasons to use Two Men in a Truck for your next move. 1. No need to worry. Two Men in a Truck has full liability coverage. 2. We offer flat hourly rates. 3. Your belongings will arrive in the same condition as before you moved. 4. We guarantee we will arrive at your new address when we say we will. 5. We will move anything, anywhere in the southwestern United States. Peace of mind and a stress-free move. That is priceless. Call us right now at 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and receive a free starter box kit. Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX Phoenix, 1190 KNUV Tolleson Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Treasury Secretary Paulson says he's sorry and he's not proud of the mistakes that led to the financial crisis. Paulson says the problems being felt right now are the result of a failure in discipline and regulation. A lot of experts say that what we're feeling right now is a recession.
Consumer prices held steady last month and first-time claims for unemployment benefits declined last week. But paychecks shrank by 2.5% compared with last September, and the four-week average of jobless claims is at a seven-year high.
We're in a recession, and it may be a deeper recession.
recession than we thought it was.
David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, predicts recession through next year and maybe into 2010, made worse by the credit freeze. He sees unemployment rising to 7.5% from the current 6. The bright spot is oil prices, which broke below $70 a barrel. Warren Levinson, New York.
And right now on Wall Street, the Dow's up by about 30 points. The day after their final debate, the presidential candidates are out on the stump today talking about the economy. John McCain told supporters in Pennsylvania, taxing small businesses is the wrong way to go about fixing the problems we're now facing.
Small businesses provide 16 million jobs in America, and Americans know that raising taxes on small business will kill those jobs.
In New Hampshire, Barack Obama was critical of McCain's tax cut plan.
He wants to keep giving tax cuts to corporations that ship our jobs overseas. I want to give tax breaks to companies that create jobs right here in the United States of America.
And in some other election-related stories, Congressman John Murtha is now apologizing for saying that people in his home district in Pennsylvania are racist. The FBI is reportedly looking into claims that the community organizing group ACORN helped to promote voter registration fraud. In Ohio, the Democratic elections chief is asking the Supreme Court to review a court ruling that requires the state to keep track of the names of people who register using IDs other than those that they may have on file. This is AP Radio News. We're just getting word of a high-rise office building in a St. Louis suburb that has been evacuated following reports of an explosion. Several nearby buildings have also been evacuated. Four people, including a toddler, were killed in the crash of a medical helicopter in a Chicago suburb. Now the NTSB is going over the wreckage.
The focus at this point of the investigation is on the wreckage, and we'll be looking into the wreckage over the next few days.
The chopper may have hit a wire on its flight to a Chicago hospital. Defense Secretary Gates wants congressional leaders to support a draft security agreement with Iraq. It's said to provide protections for U.S. forces there. Iraqi officials say it also calls for American troops to leave Iraqi cities by the end of June of next year and withdraw completely by the end of 2011. Edie Adams, the wife of TV comedian Ernie Kovacs, has died. She was 81. She won a Tony Award for playing Daisy May on Broadway. She was also the voice of the Muriel cigar ads in the 1950s and 60s. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by P.F. Chang's China Bistro. Make the midpoint of your day the high point with P.F. Chang's new lunch bowls. Visit us today and try one of our 8 classic Chinese combinations. For the location near you, go to pfchangs.com.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy.
Time we stop, children, what's that sound?
Independent media for a truth-starved world. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care.
Tea drinkers, coffee drinkers, wine drinkers, smokers, remove those stains from your teeth and brighten your smile with Whitening for Life for only $99. That's right, for a limited time, Central Dental Care is offering $99 Whitening for Life. Randy, please tell the listeners what to do.
Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy.
Attention eyeglass wearers, are you the type who gets complimented on your sleek frames wherever you go? Or are you the type who wish they knew where in the valley you could score some? Well, I have four words for both of you. Sassy Glasses Optical Boutique. The team at Sassy Glasses has a passion for seeking out cutting-edge styles, offering the best price on lenses, and providing quality frames to meet any budget. Sassy Glasses has an amazing collection from funky and vintage frames to up-to-the-minute sunglass styles for both men and women. So for the hottest frames at the coolest prices, call Sassy Glasses, 602-522-0564. That's 602-522-0564. Or drop by their showroom on the northwest corner of 16th Street in Glendale. Mention 1480 and receive a free pair of selected frames with the purchase of any regular price frame and lenses. Call 602-522-0564 or log on to sassyglasses.com. That's 602-522-0564 or sassyglasses.com. Don't forget, tell them Stephanie sent you.
Stephanie Miller.
I hope his temper comes out in the debates.
Oh, me too.
Where he just starts screaming at Obama and hurling racial epithets.
Oh, God. And the
throwing,
C word.
Throwing just staples.
Calls Obama the C word just for the hell of it.
Oh, my kingdom for that. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Just look at the stunned faces of the Republican side of the aisle.
It's the springtime for Hitler face.
Oh, my. Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, sometimes you know what you know, and sometimes you know what you don't know, and sometimes you don't know what you know, and sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes, as the Fire Sign Theater likes to remind us,
you know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync. You think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
It's everything we know wrong about Chicago politics, Bill Ayers, the Obama campaign, Obama's political history. Let's ask somebody from Chicago who's one of the most astute political observers I've ever known in my entire life, Mark Carlin, the editor-in-chief of BuzzFlash.com, one of the best political websites out there. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Tom.
Great to have you with us. First of all, before we get into Chicago and Resco and Ayers and Obama and the Chicago machine, which I'd just love to have you, you know, give us a good overview of and what's the reality and what's the political fiction. You and I have been corresponding this morning in an email about all this stuff coming out about Joe the Plumber, and I know you've been blogging or posting about it at BuzzFlash.com. What's the latest, the current state of the art of information?
He's not a licensed plumber. He's a registered Republican, but he also has an affinity for the Natural Law Party. His business would not gross $250,000. The proposed business, if it exists, would cost $250,000. In essence, he would be a person who would be helped by the Obama tax plan because his net for a business that would cost $250,000 would be considerably less. Usually it's about a fifth. He might bring home $60,000 out of that. So he would be an ideal primary beneficiary of the tax cut for the middle class that Obama proposes.
Then why is he running around all the TV networks this morning going on, you know, I love John McCain?
He believes, he stated, that Obama's health care plan, for instance, would be a very big step towards socialism. So I think we're dealing with someone who has an ideological affinity for the right wing.
Yeah.
The Plumbers Union, by the way, one of the ironies here, perhaps you've mentioned it, Tom, because you keep close track of the unions, but the National Plumbers Union has wholeheartedly, enthusiastically endorsed Barack Obama for president.
Right, as have most unions.
And perhaps we can understand that since Mr. Joe the Plumber is not a licensed plumber. In fact, it's unclear exactly what he does.
Yeah, well, apparently he's trying to buy a business. That doesn't make you a plumber. That makes you a venture capitalist.
and he's living at home as a single parent with his father, which many of us, you know, can understand, and certainly that's a difficult position. That's a type of position that Barack Obama's trying to help. Mm-hmm. But he mischaracterized it when he encountered Obama. And Obama, if anyone wants to watch the video, we have it up in our VodPod selection on BuzzFlash of Barack Obama actually talking to Joe Wurzelbacher of Lucas County, Ohio, and Obama speaks to him very convincingly and persuasively. Yeah. But there was something very curious about the counter because Joe the Plumber specifically said that the business would bring in $250,000, and that's the cutoff point in terms of the Obama tax.
It was a setup question. I mean, you know, it was, whether he was just trying to do a gotcha or whether the whole thing was designed to help the McCain camp. I mean, who knows? But and by the way, he's apparently not the Joe, because his actual first name is Samuel, the Joe Wurzelbacher, who was arrested 3 times for domestic violence.
In Cincinnati, that's yeah. right. But his cousin, it does. There's an internet rumor which is not completely confirmed, but he does seem. It does appear that he may be related, ironically, to the son-in-law of Charles Keating, and the son-in-law who lives in Cincinnati with the same last name was actually served time in jail because he was a part of the Keating venture with which McCain was involved.
Right. There's a right-wing website out there that's just wringing its hands about this. How could the McCain campaign be so stupid as to get a Keating five guy? You know. Yeah. So let's talk in the 5 minutes we've got left here. Let's talk about Chicago politics. We've been hearing a lot. I mean, you're in Chicago. You've been in Chicago politics or around Chicago politics most of your life. What is the story with the Chicago political machine and Rezko and Obama and Daley, for that matter? Daley has been thrown around like an epithet. What's the deal?
It's complicated, but I'll try to do it quickly since I know time is short. In essence, what the McCain campaign has tried to do is tie Obama to the old picture of the Richard J. Daley Chicago. We now have Richard M. Daley, the son, as mayor. Richard M. Daley has turned Chicago into a world-class city. It's not to say their Democratic machine doesn't still exist here, but it's certainly a pale imitation of its former self. The reality, however, is that Barack Obama is from Hyde Park, which is like saying he's from Ann Arbor, Berkeley, or Greenwich Village. Hyde Park has always prided itself on its independence from the Chicago machine. You can't get elected in Hyde Park by being a part of the Chicago machine. You have to show that you're separate, independent, even defiant of the Chicago machine, such as it exists anymore. So that whole line by the McCain campaign, and they had a couple separate commercials on that, was more kind of phony allegations for the McCain campaign.
Right, and even at that, the Chicago machine, as it were, is not the giant corrupt patronage system of Mayor Daley Sr. The Mayor Daley Jr. Arguably is relatively conservative politically, and it actually seems to be running a pretty tight ship.
The irony is he's, and I've sat next to Richard M. Daley at some dinners and things and so forth, and he's talked quite openly and off the record to me, and he epitomizes what Sarah Palin would call Joe Sixpack. I mean, he's a great guy and a great leader, but he's a very down-to-earth sort of neighborhood guy, and he's really a Joe Sixpack, working-class sort of guy at heart. And so that's the great irony, is that the McCain campaign would, they didn't, by the way, put him in these commercials. They put his brother Bill, who may run for governor in Illinois in the next election cycle, in the commercials. But Mayor Richard M. Daley and what's left of the Chicago machine are exactly who the McCain campaign is trying to peel with Joe the Plumber and Sarah Palin talking about Joe Sixpack. So that's ironic, too.
Right. And with regard to Bill Ayers from Chicago, he was the son of a senior executive with the largest utility in Illinois. And
he was the son of the CEO of Commonwealth Edison, which is now under the Exelon brand name.
So he came from a pretty upscale family, and the bombing that the weatherman bombing that everybody talks about killed Ayers' girlfriend because the bomb went off by accident. This is the bomb that went off in Greenwich Village.
Yes, that's right. The only fatality from their bombs, and again, Obama, everyone deplore their activity, but just for the record, the only fatalities that occurred were when Bill Ayers' girlfriend at the time, a bomb accidentally went off and killed her, and I believe one other weatherman. The other bombs never killed anyone.
Yeah, so this much ado about nothing, it seems. And except that, I was a member of SDS at MSU, and this last year, in 2008, SDS, for their annual meeting, invited Bill. This is long before any of this became political. In fact, maybe it was last year. Time is just going so fast for me these days. Anyhow, invited Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn to come speak. And I was in the middle of this email flurry between about 30 people who were, in in SDS-MSU, and it split us into two factions. I mean, there was a bunch of people who in no way wanted Bill Ayers or Bernadette to show up, and another group who were saying, hey, you know, they're good people, and they've got an important message, and they were there at the founding, and we've got to listen to them. But, you know, I think he made a big mistake by not repudiating his past in a way.
That may be, but to people who knew him, I think it's very important. I think Obama emphasized this last night. We get new neighbors. You may get new neighbors. Anyone who is in your listening audience will. And we don't often go extensively into their past, or maybe we know that there was something unsavory in their past, but we take them pretty much for what they are now. And that's what Obama did with Bill Ayers. That's what Richard M. Daley did. And as he pointed out last night, Obama did. The head of the Annenberg Challenge, the people who endowed it, are the Annenbergs, who are big Republicans, and the widow, Mrs. Annenberg, has given a ton of money to McCain. So is she right, consorting with terrorists?
Apparently. Mark Carlin, BuzzFlash.com. Thanks, Mark.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
I have this cloud, this lien hanging over my head that I just ignored for like 10 years.
Clients like Brian Williams have very real tax problems. So did David Estrada.
I was concerned that the IRS may take possession of my personal property and cause some concerns with my job.
They hired Nationwide Tax Relief. Our legal team has saved thousands of people millions of dollars.
Nationwide's attorneys quickly removed all the tax liens that were damaging my credit.
Our expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt.
I was skeptical, but Nationwide came out with a very good plan that satisfied both the IRS and myself.
If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, call Nationwide.
If I ever got into a situation with the IRS, without hesitation, they would be my first call.
I now have a fresh start thanks to Nationwide.
If you owe more than $10,000 in any back taxes, call the attorneys at Nationwide. Call 800-363-3668 for your free confidential consultation. That's 800-363-3668. Call 800-363-3668.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for the ride. I'm sorry. My car just didn't want to start this morning.
No problem. But isn't this the third time this month that your car didn't want to do something?
Yeah, I'd like to push it down South Mountain and wave goodbye.
So why don't you get a new one?
Well, I got a little behind on some of my bills, and I'm sure my credit rating's shot now.
Wait, that was 6 months ago. You're all caught up now, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but doesn't it take like 7 years for all that stuff to go away, and I don't even know where to go?
Here, take this pen and write this down. Consolidated Auto Sales at 258-6071. Do you remember when Jane had all that financial trouble last year?
Yeah.
She called Consolidated Auto, and they had her set up in no time.
All right, let me read this back to you. Consolidated Auto Sales at 602-258-6071. Great, thanks for the number.
Stop in today at Consolidated Auto Sales, 16th Street in Van Buren, right on the corner. They can finance you right on the spot. If you've got a job, you got credit at Consolidated Auto.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
You're my witness in this life that I lead. Good and bad, you see everything. Out of my heart to the center of my soul.
Past the hour, the Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, proud supporters of the Employee Free Choice Act. Go to Teamster.org for more information. From the wire services, in what McCain aides are hoping could be a game changer, and following last night's third and final presidential debate, GOP nominee John McCain today expressed a strong vote of confidence in the marriage between Madonna and British film director Guy Ritchie. Speaking to a group of supporters in a retirement home in Long Island, Senator McCain departed from his prepared remarks to deliver his perspective on the Madonna-Ritchie union. "My friends, I know a good many of you are concerned about Madonna's marriage," he said. "Well, I'm here to tell you that the fundamentals of Madonna's marriage are strong." The Arizona senator also unveiled his latest economic proposal, which involves sending a surge of troops to America's banks. "My friends, the surge worked in Iraq and it will in our banks," he said. "The only difference between Iraq and America's banking system is that Iraq has more money." Perhaps in an effort to tamp down expectations or considerations of his performance, McCain spokesman Tucker Bounds said, "We consider it a victory that he didn't fall off the edge of the stage." Yeah, thanks. Tip of the hat to Andy Borowitz, BorowitzReport.com, for the firmly tongue-in-cheek news of the day. 866-303-2270, your telephone number. Alan in Miami, Florida, listening on Winds. Hey, Alan, what's up?
How you doing? My initial thing was just going to make a comment about what you talked earlier about 9/11, but I would like to make something referring to last night,
sure,
if I might. Democrats have sort of put themselves in a tough position in a number of issues. The tit-for-tat could have positive results. It's not necessarily something you go after just for its own sake, but where it makes sense. But in a number of issues, and especially about elections, they could have come back very strongly about this whole ridiculous acorn thing. But unfortunately, they've pinned themselves into a corner by not having gone after election fraud for the last 8 years.
They being the Democrats.
The Democrats.
Yeah, no, I agree.
There are a lot of issues they can't talk about because they haven't done anything on it.
Yeah, for the 6 years that I've been doing this show, you know, noon to three Eastern time, and the same day part, and on many of the same stations all over the country, I have been just pounding on this. You know, in fact, I wrote one of the original pieces, MoveOn.org, several years ago, hired me to write a piece on election fraud. It ran on Alternet. You can still find the archive of it. I was one of the first guys who wrote about Chuck Hagel's involvement in this. We had Charlie Matulka on the show, who was the Democrat who ran against Hagel when Hagel stopped being the president of what is now ES&S and started running for the U.S. Senate and essentially concealed that from the voters of Nebraska. I mean, and you're absolutely right. This is very, very,
by doing that, just like they have done on the war issues and stuff, what they're doing is they legitimize the other side when the other side is lying, cheating, and stealing.
I know. It's also the reason why, you know, the whole FISA vote was a joke and the bankruptcy vote. I mean, I can give you a long list.
Right.
But hopefully, Alan, what will happen is after the election, the Democrats, A, will change their leadership. Frankly, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a very nice person and frankly, a very competent and effective legislator. I think she represents San Francisco well, but she has missed the ball on so many things, particularly pursuing impeachment and or any kind of censure against George Bush or anything like that. I believe she's totally misread the American mood in public. and secondly, and Harry Reid as well, the whole thing on election fraud and the machines and purging and everything else, they should have been raising absolute holy hell. That's what the Republicans are doing right now, and the reason that they're doing it is so that when Barack Obama is elected president, assuming, you know, that happens, that they will, right from day one, be able to say, oh, but he's not a legitimate president. Which is, by the way, what the Democrats should have been doing starting in January of 2001. They should have, but you know, they don't. They're just too nice. Stan in Jacksonville. Hey, Stan, what's up?
Oh, appreciate your show again. Like to point out, I'm listening on local station here that picked you up recently, FM 105.7.
WHJX, right?
That's right, WHJX.
Hey, thank you, Stan.
Appreciate your work and love your show, obviously. I'd like to comment about the aftermath of the campaign and something you brought up there. You sort of indicated in one sentence that both parties are sort of responsible. I think we need to make very clear that the last 8 years have been a budget disaster. I know you said this, but sometimes we don't make it clear enough. The country was on a good path financially 8 years ago.
Yep.
We are now basically bankrupt, and you made that point very clear. We need to belabor the point that the Republicans caused all this, and McCain is, we like to say, more of the same, only worse.
Yes.
And we've got to get that message out. A couple of callers ago, you had somebody, you sort of said, well, yeah, the Democrats are also at fault, where no one is perfect, but we really need to belabor.
No, I think it's really important, Stan, that as neoliberalism dies, as Thatcherism and Reaganism dies, as Milton Friedman and Tom Friedman and Friedrich von Hayek economics dies,
right,
that we step into the breach and do so forcibly. And that means repudiating Robert Rubin as much as it does repudiating Alan Greenspan.
Right. Well, last thing we need to, I think, say is that we need to make clear that Obama, I can criticize him, of course, we all can, but he's the future, just in age alone. This country cannot go through. We've seen last 8 years of Republicans destroy our country and destroy my children's future. I like to emphasize that point.
Yes.
I know people say, I got to vote Republican, and I say, why would you vote for a party that openly mocks you and insults you and has betrayed your children's future?
Yeah, and borrow and spend has just left us with a $10 trillion deficit. Excellent, Stan. Thank you very much. Well said. A $10 trillion debt. $460 billion we're going to spend this year on interest.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
There's one piece of legislation before Congress that scares big business more than any other. The Employee Free Choice Act. Walmart even held illegal closed-door meetings, telling its employees not to vote for candidates that support the Employee Free Choice Act. They don't want to pay fair wages, provide comprehensive health care, or strong retirement security. John McCain opposes the Employee Free Choice Act. Barack Obama supports it and wants to give workers a voice on the job. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Real.
are the change you've been looking for. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, 1190 KNUV.
Bait reaction. I'm Ed Donahue. John McCain mentioned Joe the Plumber in a number of times in last night's debate. His name is Joe Wurzelbacher. He wanted to see more emotion from both candidates.
I'd like to see a little bit of aggression. I mean, a little bit of really getting upset, you know, but everyone's worried about being politically correct again. You know, I mean, show me you're upset. I'm upset.
Stocks are mixed with the Dow down about 40 points. David Weiss at Standard & Poor's says we are in a recession.
My current forecast would make this the longest recession in post-war history. I don't think it'll be a terribly deep one. We think it's only going to be average-ish.
A one-year-old patient and a crew of three were killed when a medical helicopter crashed near Chicago. Investigators will be looking into a number of possible causes.
Possible weather conditions that were present at the time of the accident, pilot backgrounds, their experience levels.
Pope John Paul's longtime private secretary is revealing the late pontiff was wounded in 1982 in a knife attack by a priest in Portugal. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. You've heard that a picture's worth a thousand words, and it's true. That gorgeous photo you took on vacation, that portrait of the family, the print you bought from your favorite artist, they shouldn't sit in a corner. Hang them up and give guests to your home or business something to talk about. The Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist who turns your memories into treasures. I know. I've seen her work. Stop by the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today and receive 15% off your entire purchase.
This Sunday on About Face, we'll catch up on current events, stories about veterans' issues, and stories about the wars and the possibility of peace. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Call Obama a terrorist because, you know, he hangs out with former weatherman Bill Ayers. But, you know, I used to blow people up, too. Oh, God, as many as I could. I had, like, I don't know what, 23 bombing sorties over Vietnam. I killed lots of people.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There you go. And speaking of Alaska, Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communications for the Center for American Progress, on the air with us, on the line with us from Alaska. Hey, Christy.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. So you go into a local diner and they ask you if you're carrying, you and your boyfriend, if you're carrying protection. I've been reading your blog.
It turns out that when people say, do you have protection up here, it doesn't mean what we're used to it meaning. And, we were talking to a waitress about some different hikes in the area, and she said, now, do you guys carry protection? Do you have protection? And we thought, my God, what is she asking us? Does she think we, is she wondering if we have condoms? Does she think that we do weird stuff in the woods? We couldn't figure it out. And then she said, you know, because if you're going to go in that area, you need a firearm because the bears are really aggressive this time of year.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, we are not in Kansas anymore, or
you
D.C.
Betcha. You betcha. And in fact, the governor of your new state just, you know, had this to say yesterday.
I like being here because it seems like, and in our last rally, too, and other parts around this great Northwest, here in New Hampshire, you just get it.
New Hampshire is now the great Northwest.
Yes, New Hampshire, the great Northwest. Well, did you also see what she sat down with some reporters in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Uh-huh.
And she actually said this. She was explaining why we as a nation should not be so worried about the new financial crisis.
Right.
And she said, and this is a direct quote, quote, we shouldn't worry about government not having enough money. Government's got plenty of money, end quote.
Oh, man. Nobody has ever explained to her about deficits and debt and
taxes. I'm not sure where she got her MBA, but I don't think it's working.
Yeah, well, no, she doesn't have an MBA. That's the thing.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
She went to, what, five or six, you know, colleges and junior colleges to finally get a degree that qualified her to be a sportscaster on a TV station.
Well, exactly, and the what me worry kind of thinking can get you out of certain scrapes politically, but not when you're faced with this huge economic calamity that we're all dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about Joe the Plumber. In fact, we just had a long conversation with Mark Carlin of BuzzFlash.com, who's been doing some pretty good research into Joe the Plumber. So I think we'll skip that topic for a while rather than revisit it. Happy Valentine's Day.
I threw this one in just sort of as a laugh, but yeah, there is a new right-wing cruise you can take with your loved one on Valentine's Day where you celebrate your relationship, and you also can celebrate the conservative movement. And so you and your sweetheart can take a cruise, and it will be attended by such luminaries as John Ashcroft and Tom Tancredo, which, you know, is always how I want to say I love you, sweetie.
Oh, geez.
Can you imagine? You know, usually the biggest problems with cruises is you eat too much, not that you've got to hang out with Tom Tancredo.
Well, you know, I'm going on the Air America cruise this fall, and I got a note from one of our listeners saying, Tom, I'm sorry I won't be able to join you, but would you please kick, you know, and I'm not going to put the name in here, but fill in the blank, you know, if the... in the nuts for me. you know, it seems like actually going on a cruise like that, you know, you bring some pie, right? Some whipped cream pie or something. I mean, there may be some nice opportunities.
I just love that it was for love. You know what I mean? It wasn't,
because
I can see, you know, here's a political cruise. And
that's right, John Ashcroft. He's so romantic.
Exactly.
He's actually a pretty good singer, you know.
What would your wife do if you came home and said, hey, honey, here's the thing. We're going to have a conservative cruise with Tom Tancredo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to Tom Tancredo on this show a number of times over the last 6 years, and he's actually a pretty lucid and reasonable guy. I know he's portrayed as a right-wing crazy who hates people from South America or something, but and he is a little nuts on immigration. But my take is that he was actually a fairly rational guy. I understand why people keep reelecting him, which is more than I can say for a lot of these Republicans that we've had on the show over the years.
That's true. But I guess we just have to wait and see how he does at shuffleboard.
Yeah. Online voting sites need serious work. Tell me about this story.
Yeah, and this is something to just keep an eye on, but the Pew Center on the States, which is a nonpartisan, wonky-type think tank that comes out with these really researched reports, they have a new report that's coming out today that said that there are certain states that are just not keeping up with the internet and with having good, solid resources for voters who are trying to get information about this year's election. For example, when they can vote, where they can vote, that sort of thing. And some of the websites are really good, actually, and others, they warned, have wrong polling or ballot information, they're difficult to navigate, they're outdated. So the best websites, the best state websites for voting and voting information are Iowa, Texas, Utah, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
Hmm. And the worst?
The worst, though, keep an eye out if you live in New Hampshire, Mississippi, Illinois, Connecticut, or New Mexico, because they have the worst state voting information websites out there.
Interesting. Apparently, Brit Hume has just decided enough already.
I just had seen this morning. Brit Hume quit Fox News as of yesterday.
What was Jack Anderson was his former boss, wasn't it?
I believe that's true, yes.
He was the protege of Jack Anderson, and Jack Anderson was one of America's best investigative reporters. I remember when I was a kid, and Jack Anderson would just, he'd be the guy who broke the stories, and I thought Brit Hume was going to be the next Jack Anderson, and instead he's been this pathetic, echo chamber for the Republican Party, and maybe it just finally got to him. He says, I'm just kind of tired of doing it.
Exactly. I thought that was so interesting. His rationale was, I'm just kind of tired of doing it. Not anything big and grand and sweeping and political or anything like that. He just said, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah,
I am done.
I think he's just so destroyed his own reputation that, speaking of reputations, international talk like Sarah Palin Day.
Yes, there is going to be an international contest for talking like Sarah Palin.
Her pseudo-Minnesotan accent, they say.
Right, right. There's a Facebook page that's been created, and they're getting very tongue-in-cheek, very facetious, but they're saying on October 21st, they want everyone to honor her pseudo-Minnesotan accent and bubbly energy, and they're going to have, you can send in, I think, video of yourself talking like Sarah Palin. Now, we have that every Wednesday here in Anchorage. There's a local bar down the street that has a Sarah Palin lookalike contest every Wednesday, and tons of people turn out. It's a little frightening.
You know, Hustler just came out with a porn movie with a Sarah Palin lookalike in it.
Oh, I saw that. That's really bad.
It really is. But she looks an awful lot like Sarah Palin, you know.
Well, if you want the clean version of that, you can just join the International Talk Like Sarah Palin Day instead.
There you go. There you go. Bookies for Obama. I'm not willing to declare that Obama has won this race. In fact,
I think
there's still a very, very good chance that they will. I mean, you know, Ohio, for example, out of the 666,000 new registrants, the Republican Party's challenging over 200,000 of them. The New York Times just outed the fact that in Colorado we have 100,000 fewer, or we have fewer, I don't remember the number, fewer net voters than we did in 2004, even in the face of all this huge registration, new voter registration. So I am not at all certain that this thing is in the bag.
Absolutely.
Why is this bookmaker, Ireland's biggest bookmaker, paying out bets right now?
They're paying out bets. I think if you've been watching politics as long as you have or I have, you know that anything can happen at any time.
Yeah.
But over in Ireland, they are saying, you know what, done deal, we're tired of this already. And the biggest bookie over there is a guy named Paddy Power, and they are paying out more than €1 million on bets that Barack Obama would be the next president 3 weeks ahead of the actual election.
Well, maybe.
And they put out a statement saying, we declare this race well and truly over and congratulate all of those who backed Obama and thus win the bet.
Louise and I had lunch, my wife and I had lunch yesterday with our oldest daughter, and we were wrapping up lunch and heading back, and Louise said, you're going to watch the debate tonight, right? And Kinder said, no, I have erectile dysfunction. She said, I'm over it.
Oh, that's good.
She said, I'm over it. I'm just tired of hearing the whole thing. She said, I know who I'm going to vote for. That's all I need to know. And, she's actually in nursing school right now and just uh-huh. working her butt off, you know, studying. And so she said she had to go home and do her homework. But
well, I think there's a lot of people out there who suffer from that same condition, I'm afraid. You know, they keep talking about these undecided voters, and I keep wondering, who are you people? Where
stupid
have you
people.
Been?
They're stupid people. We need to stop calling them undecided voters and start calling them stupid people.
Well, and when did the undecided or uninformed voter become the voter that everybody wants? I think it's just they're, Ben Smith, who does a blog on Politico, came out, and he actually said that he was at this focus group, and it was a bunch of Republicans who were angry at the Republican Party and planning to vote for Barack Obama but hating themselves for doing it. And one person actually said, quote, well, I don't know much about the terrorist group Barack used to be with that weather guy, but I'm sick of paying for health insurance, and I'm going to support Barack but hate myself every minute.
Wow.
And I just thought, who are you people?
They're called low-information voters.
They're
the people who, you know, get their news mostly from the National Enquirer. Although, if they got their news from the National Enquirer, they would know that Sarah Palin had an affair with her husband's business partner.
There's some dirty stuff floating around out there if you don't know how credible any of it is, but you can find dirt.
Hey, Michelle Malkin says the National Enquirer is always right.
That's true. She does.
You know, there were a lot of conservatives out there singing the praises of the National Enquirer about 3 months ago when they were outing John Edwards.
Yeah, but then you've got to believe in Michelle Malkin, and I'm not quite ready to take that leap yet.
That's a bridge too far.
Exactly.
Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress. The website, of course, AmericanProgress.org and MikeCheckRadio.org. Christy, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
It's always great talking with you. Thanks for dropping by. And look out for the moose or the meese or the mooses, whatever they are. 45 minutes past the hour. Talk Radio News coming up next.
Watch live video of the Tom Hartman Program at HartmanRadio.com. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480KPHX.com.
Generally, we don't think to send flowers to the one we love unless there's a reason, like a birthday or a holiday. Things get so busy and we take our partner for granted. Imagine what would happen if you surprised that special someone in your life with red roses for no reason other than to say, I love you. Pro Flowers has a classic bouquet of long-lasting red roses at a great value, so it's the perfect time to send that romantic surprise bouquet. ProFlowers.com has 12 beautiful red roses for $29.99, and when you use my password, Hartman, you get 6 more roses free. And my listeners will get an elegant ruby red vase free just by typing in my code Hartman when you order online. That's 18 red roses for $29.99 and a free ruby red vase. I love using Pro Flowers to send flowers to the people I care about. It's easy to use, convenient, and a great value. Go to ProFlowers.com and find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner. Click it and just type in my password, Hartman, with 2 N's. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS. And don't forget to use my code, Hartman.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from SuperBeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from SuperBeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from SuperBeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! SuperBeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from SuperBeans.com.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Hi, this is Jeremy Schachter, co-owner of 76 Mortgage. Recently, 1480 listeners have called to ask how the federal bailout could affect the mortgage industry. Here are the facts. 76 Mortgage is still issuing approvals and closing loans for purchases and refinances at exceptionally low interest rates. It's time to check into your mortgage options before stricter guidelines are implemented. Many of our lenders are still offering fantastic programs, and some are even being offered at historically low rates. If you're holding off on refinancing out of your ARM, consider this. If your property values still decline, it may be too late to refinance. Looking to purchase? Many lenders are still offering low-down programs and excellent rates for first-time homebuyers. But stricter guidelines are on the horizon. Today's programs will not likely be available tomorrow. I'd like to reassure the 1480 KPHX family that 76 Mortgage is here to answer all of your mortgage questions and address any concerns about residential lending needs.
MB number 0907413.
Call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
They are confused. Who would Jesus bomb? 9.5 minutes before the hour. Ellen Ratner's with us with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Ellen, what's going on in the world today?
Although the jobless claims went down last week, the first-time claims for jobless benefits fell 16,000 to 461, economists did expect a lower drop, so not great news. And, of course, yesterday we got the news on consumer spending dropping, retail sales dropping 1.2% last month in the lead-up to Christmas, not a pretty situation. Also today, the Democratic Secretary of State of Ohio said that she's appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court directly to the Sixth Circuit head, which is John Paul Stevens. A lower court had said that she had to submit 200,000 of the state's 600,000 newly registered voters back to the various clerk's office, etc., and she said that some of these discrepancies may be nothing more than an incorrectly written digit in a driver's license, social security number. The lower court ruling that she's appealing says that county officials have the right to issue provisional ballots to those people whose registration is in dispute, and that I'm choosing to be in Ohio that night on the election, and my friend is director of the Ohio Democratic Party. Bob May will be there. I'll be there, and even our friend Candy Stroud will be there. And Ohio could be a very interesting night on election night.
Yeah, once again. Interesting. Very interesting. I'm curious about the fallout from last night's debate. It seemed to me like the biggest it could blow up in your face kind of moment out of the whole night, as much publicity has been given to Joe since that's a human story, was when John McCain ridiculed the idea that a woman who has a pregnancy that has gone so badly awry that carrying that baby to term could cause her to die should not have the legal right to terminate the pregnancy, and ridiculed the idea of the health of the mother being a legal consideration with regard to abortion. I was astounded. I mean, astounded isn't even a strong enough word. It seems that nobody has picked up on this in the corporate press. I've seen no mention of it. I've looked around the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC. I've looked at a bunch of websites this morning looking for any kind of, where they're talking about what happened in the debate last night. And it seemed to me like that was the defining moment. That was the John McCain goes from grumpy old man who's yelling, hey Dennis, get off my lawn, to the guy who would let a woman die.
Well, it certainly was a moment, and you're right, and very few people picked up on it. And what I found so interesting is McCain says he wouldn't impose a litmus test on the nominee. The decision should rest in the states. And then he basically goes against what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what Bush said too. We all know that he was lying when he said that. But you know, he comes out and he says, you know, this health of the woman has become a, you know, and it's like, what?
Yeah, and then he goes after Senator Obama. He said, well, Senator Obama voted against someone who gets an abortion getting medical attention. He voted present. And then Obama says, well, if this sounds incredible that I would vote to stop life-saving treatment, it was, because that's not true. There was already an existing law in the books, he said.
Right.
And then he goes into the mother's health exception. You know, and then McCain goes, well, you're talking about your eloquence again, your eloquence, right, about the health of the mother. Eloquence, give me a break.
Yeah, McCain used that word several times, and you know, again, I think it was code for, you know, you've all hat, no cattle kind of thing. You know, it's just talk, but it may also have belied a certain frustration on McCain's part that he is not eloquent, frankly. He's not particularly articulate, and maybe he was at a different time in his life, or maybe the times were different at a different time in his life, and it worked. But this angry old man routine that he is doing, I don't think is serving him well. And even his attacks on Obama last night, watching the debate, initially I thought McCain is mopping the floor with this guy. And Louise was watching it, and she was like, no, he's not. He's alienating people. He may be winning a debate, but he's losing the war. He's losing the overall thing. And apparently she was right. Apparently that's the broad perception.
Well, you know, if I was advising Senator McCain, I would have said to him, look, I'm not just a maverick. I'm somebody that can give you straight advice. And then I would have really gone into what shape the economy is truly in. And that would be about his only chance of pulling out that. But McNasty didn't make it.
Yeah. McNasty is who he got last night, and he got, you know, McNastier and nastier. At least he didn't wander around asking for his little dog Puddles. You know, it's John Stewart.
Our staff counted something like 82 blinks in a minute, and then went on the web to look at blinking an eye and correlated that with anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is. I mean, it typically is. It's one of the things that you look for when, you know, if you're looking for lies, is rapid eye blinks. Ellen Radner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
Always great having you here. Nicole Sandler is going to be filling in for me tomorrow as I'm flying down to Los Angeles for the gig with the Democratic Party of San Fernando Valley, DPSFB.com, and our Sunday debate. And you can get the phone number to register for that at American Jewish University. So don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. It all begins with you. Tag, you're it. Have a great day tomorrow. Great weekend. I'll be back on Monday.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, everyone. This is Marguerite Dale, the candidate that's been bringing you the Did You Know Minutes. I'd like to share some of my personal information with you. In the Dale family, we believe firmly in education. My husband received his degree in 1995. My son attended college in 1999. My oldest daughter is a senior at ASU West, and our youngest daughter is a sophomore at Greenway High School. At 40, I was working as a maid, coming home with an aching back and swollen knees. I knew I couldn't do that at 50 or 60.
I decided it was my turn to go to college. I took my first year online. Now I attend ASU West with my daughter. I understand the concerns of rising education costs and falling school ratings, and I recognize the need for a productive, affordable education system. That's why I'm running for state representative in District 10. I'm asking you to vote for me, Marguerite Dale, on November 4th, and together we'll get things done.
This ad has been paid for by Greens for Dale. Visit greendales.org.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX Phoenix, 1190 KNUV Tolleson Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The R word is being used more and more often. Economists reading the tea leaves are saying, yes, indeed, the nation is in a recession. Economist David Weiss at Standard & Poor's says all the latest reports on inflation, jobs, and wages point to a slowdown in the economy.
My current forecast would make this the longest recession in post-war history. I don't think it'll be a terribly deep one. We think it's only going to be average-ish. But given the financial problems, it's hard to see us getting out of it in a hurry.
And you've probably noticed gas prices are way down these days. Ira Eckstein, the president of Area International Trading Corporation, says you can give the credit to the overall slowdown.
People are driving less, so that's going to take the gas down. And, you know, OPEC is kind of losing its grip a little bit, and there's too much oil out there. We've had a lot of inventory coming back on the market, and they're selling it off.
And oil today is trading near $70 a barrel, and on Wall Street, the Dow is now up by about 50 points. Back out on the campaign trail today, Barack Obama is tying John McCain to the Bush administration's economic policies.
Over 20 months, John McCain still hasn't explained a single thing he would do differently from George Bush when it comes to the most important economic issues we face today. Not one.
And at a rally in Pennsylvania, John McCain was critical of Barack Obama for suggesting that wealth needs to be spread around.
America didn't become the greatest nation on earth by spreading the wealth. We became the greatest nation on earth by creating new wealth.
There are reports today the FBI is now looking into whether the community activist group Acorn helped to foster voter registration fraud around the country. Investigators are now sifting through the wreckage of a medical helicopter that crashed in Illinois overnight. Four people were killed when that chopper went down in a flight to a Chicago hospital. Among those killed was a 13-month-old girl. This is AP Radio News. Well, the worst of it may be just about over for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands as Hurricane Omar moves on. This is meteorologist Edward Eric.